You're watching The American Journal. Watch live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 19th of March, 2021, and you are tuned in to American Journal, Infowars.com, band.video. My name is Harrison Smith. Very happy to be with you here today. So much news to talk about. We'll be welcoming Savannah Hernandez, Infowars alum, to the program in the third hour, taking your calls throughout the day, of course, and a lot of videos to show you, including one of our good friend Ben Shapiro, talking about why it's actually libertarian for the government to mandate vaccines. I think I'll be picking that argument apart piece by piece. And, of course, we will be doing our daily dispatch, as we always do, and, as we always do each and every Friday, the week in review, talking about the biggest stories of the week, going back over, taking a bird's eye view, and examining where exactly we have arrived this week. Tell, folks, we've arrived in hell. It's a horrible, horrible, horrible world that these globalist elites are building for us, and we will dissect it all piece by piece on today's program. And, of course, taking your phone calls as well. So stay tuned, folks. But first, I want to go to this video. It's by our own Darren McBreen. It is a emergency message about the COVID vaccine to former President Donald Trump. You can find this on band.video and Infowars.com. Share these links, folks. We rely on you to get the word out, since we are censored by everybody and their mama in big tech. So here it is, the emergency message to Trump. COVID vaccines are a deadly poison.
A word of warning to you, my fellow Americans.
The second dose of the COVID-19 vaccine is no joke.
I had the COVID booster, the Moderna, about 4 or 5 days ago, and I am still feeling wild side effects from it.
It made me feel worse than I felt in a long time.
Like I had the worst flu in the world, extreme shortness of breath.
I just felt so bad.
A dizziness, fatigue.
Shaking chills, fever.
Extremely irrational thinking.
Aches, headaches.
It has just been devastating.
Just felt miserable.
I recently took the COVID-19 vaccination. After the shot, I felt fine. But within 3 days, I went to the doctor because I had problems with my face. The whole left side of my face, actually. I have Bell palsy now.
Cassidy got the second Moderna shot on a Monday. By Thursday morning, they were in the ER.
She got sick right away.
The death of his youngest daughter, Cassidy, came out of nowhere 4 days after her second dose of the COVID vaccine.
Everybody from her work had kind of had flu-like symptoms.
Just like the nurse was telling us earlier today, yep. When we got tested, she experienced chills.
And she said all her friends did too.
Yep, all her friends did.
There's a report from the New York Times that there's been a severe allergic reaction from a healthcare worker in Alaska after receiving the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine.
Patriot doctor in Missouri, works at nursing home, and wants to comment on COVID vaccines.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I'm family medicine trained. I'm a geriatrician. I work in nursing homes. I have had 21 patients that I've identified that have died within 48 hours of getting either the first or second vaccine from AstraZeneca.
She was healthy, happy, active, the greatest mom you ever saw in your life. And then she was so sick that she was, you know, in less than probably 12 hours, she was intubated and on life support. And then she passed.
When you get this spike protein antibody in your system, it will permanently and irreversibly change your immune system. When you inject this shot that has this polyethylene glycol on the coating on the outside of it, that is what is leading to anaphylactic reactions, shock, and death. I think we're going to see massive injuries and a lot more deaths start somewhere between 4 and 18 months from now.
Would you recommend to our audience that they get the vaccine then?
I would. I would recommend it, and I would recommend it to a lot of people that don't want to get it, and a lot of those people voted for me, frankly.
Thank you.
Listeners ask me all the time, why do you have multiple multivitamins? Why do you have multiple high-quality iodines? Why do you do that? Because different strokes for different folks. If we're talking to researchers and scientists and they say, hey, a lot of people love Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, but you should put one out with Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and the two other types because some people can't absorb pure iodine. Boom, we did it. It's popular. It's X3. Is it better than X2? You decide. It's different strokes for different folks. Well, now we have a complement to knock out our very popular powdered pill sleep aid, and that is Down and Out. It's super strong, way stronger than Knockout, but they don't compete with each other. Different strokes for different folks, different formulas, and it's 40% off out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Secure your Down and Out today, and while you're sleeping, you know you're funding the InfoWar at the same time. Down and Out, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off and free shipping.
Into the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
In the southern part of Texas.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the program. This is American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. Thank you so much for being here with us. And let's start off bright and early, like we always do, with our daily dispatch. Here's the thing. Here it is, your daily dispatch for the 19th of March, 2021. 73 House Democrats are pushing to expel Marjorie Taylor Greene from Congress, and reports are at the same time she has been locked out of her Twitter account. A sizable block of House Democrats is mounting an effort to expel from Congress Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's drawn scorn from members of both her parties for her past comments and rogue procedural moves. How dare she represent her constituents? How dare she think things that she wasn't told to think by the mainstream media? Get rid of her immediately. Representative Jimmy Gomez of California plans to introduce a resolution on Friday that would expel Green, who was ousted from committees last month over her offensive past comments, including social media posts promoting conspiracy theories. That's right. You're only allowed to put forward the conspiracy theories that we say you're allowed to, like Russia and Russian collusion, and Donald Trump's sons are profiting from the family business while their father's president. It's not about conspiracy theories, ladies and gentlemen. It's about silencing people that refuse to play the game. Totally despicable, but it seems like this will fail regardless. Thank goodness. But once again, this is what happens when you get elected and actually try to represent your constituents. Now, here's a headline that not exactly surprising, except in just how brazen the FBI is becoming. FBI admits to, quote, accidentally destroying Hunter Biden's laptops. Incredible. In what sounds for all the world like a slapstick display of coincidental incompetence designed for the satirical network of Trump supporter enraging Facebook pages, the FBI this morning admitted through a series of unintended events it accidentally destroyed the laptop computer belonging to first son Hunter Biden. Witnesses have described the computer as, quote, in 1,000 pieces, never to be useful again. Oh, darn. Oopsie daisy. Whoops. We took a hammer to Hunter Biden's laptop, which was full of incriminating information. I think there are probably copies of that laptop still out there. I'm not sure what the FBI was trying to accomplish here, but it is amazing, isn't it, how evidence, once it gets into the hands of the FBI, tends to just disappear if it goes against the elite strata of our controllers. Truly incredible. From InfoWars.com, a judge agrees to redact, quote, sensational and impure details about Ghislaine Maxwell from the public docket. A federal judge in New York has ruled on requests for redactions filed by the U.S. government and Ghislaine Maxwell, the alleged madam of late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Some parts of her private life will now not be made public. See, it's too sensational and impure. If you want to have softcore lesbian pornography on the Grammys, that's fine. 10-year-old drag queens on Good Morning America? Excellent. Let's do it. But, oh, disclosure about elite pedophile rings? No, no. We must maintain the innocence of the American mind. An insult to both you and your competence. A California bill would remove police officers who are Christians or pro-life. That's what the headline is from lifenews.com. A California bill that purports to remove police officers engaged in, quote, hate speech would allow the government to discriminate against peaceful pro-lifers, conservatives, and people of faith, state pro-life leaders warned. The new California Law Enforcement Accountability Reform Act would root out police officers and potential hires for hate speech and their connections to hate groups by requiring law enforcement agencies to screen potential hires for, quote, hate. It would also allow officers who are found to engage in hate to be fired. Hate, as we know, a very convenient watchword for those that displease the likes of the ADL and the SPLC. Those independent hate groups themselves are the ones that determine whether you are allowed to be a police officer or not. Truly incredible. From Blaze.com, TheBlaze.com, biological male wins female beauty pageant in Nevada. A transgender person is now one step closer to being crowned Miss USA. His name is Cataluna Enriquez, a biological male, won the Miss Silver State USA pageant this week, an event considered the biggest preliminary competition for the Miss Nevada USA pageant, proving, I think conclusively, men better at everything than women, including being women. Imagine that. This has been a humiliating week for the Biden administration. Infowars.com has the story. Putin calls Biden's bluff and challenges him to a televised live debate. President Vladimir Putin has challenged U.S. President to a televised live debate, calling the bluff of the man who accused him of being a killer who doesn't have a soul. The move seemed calculated to expose President Biden's biggest public relations weak point, his inability to speak publicly in a coherent way. So Biden basically insulted Putin, tried to act tough, and Putin said, I wish him the best, I wish him good health, and hey, let's have a live televised debate with no delay on it. And the White House has come out and said, oh, we're too busy, or we're just too darn busy. No, we don't have time. No time to do that, of course, no time. But of course, it's not just Russia. China as well, just absolutely humiliating the Biden administration on national television. China rebukes Biden's foreign policy team, cites Black Lives Matter on U.S. human rights abuses. This is the story from Infowars.com. Chinese diplomat rebuked U.S. Secretary of State Tony Blinken and National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan during a meeting in Anchorage, Alaska on Thursday, citing the Black Lives Matter movement on U.S. human rights abuses. The summit was the first bilateral meeting between the two countries under President Joe Biden, who's traditionally been soft on Beijing and who has struggled to balance a desire to break with Trump's tough policies with the need for a strong stance. And we'll show you this video a little bit later in the program of Tony Blinken just being absolutely humiliated. Just horrible stuff. Horrible for America. Hilarious for us, because Tony Blinken deserves every piece of humiliation he gets. Meanwhile, the Democrats in Congress, as well as some of the Republicans, are working very hard to destroy your country. As you know it, House passes pathway to citizenship for Dreamers. Democrats hope the bill can pass the Senate now that they have control. The House voted for the first time this year to provide legal protections to the so-called Dreamers, paving the way for 4.4 million illegal aliens to get amnesty under that Democrat House plan. And folks, I'm not sure if you're aware of this yet, but thought crime is on its way. Mayor de Blasio of New York tells the New York PD to pay people home visits for, quote, hurtful comments. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says NYPD officers should pay people home visits if they engage in hurtful behavior to others, even if the action isn't criminal. Quote, even if something is not a criminal case, a perpetrator being confronted by the city, whether it's NYPD or another agency, and being told what they've done is very hurtful to another person, and could, if ever repeated, lead to criminal charges. Well, that's another important piece of the puzzle, de Blasio said to reporters. The puzzle, in this case, can also be interpreted as your enslavement. Oh, it really hurts. The words that you said hurt. Go to jail now. You're going to go to jail. You're going to be visited by the police and possibly face criminal charges if you hurt the feelings of Bill de Blasio's friends. Certainly, this will only go one direction. Do I need to tell you this? They'll be able to say whatever the hell they want about Native American citizens or conservatives at large. Absolutely vile lies about white people, whatever they want to say, perfectly allowed. If you dare say something, even if it's a blatant fact, even if it is without context, just a statement of numerical fact, expect a knock on your door by the NYPD, jackbooted thugs of a tyrannical system. Mother pleads for help after son removed from her care over Facebook posts without a mask. Melanie Joseph has been fighting with the courts for the past year after her son was removed from her care over a Facebook post where she was not wearing a mask. Speaking to the Gateway Pundit, Joseph explained that her case set a dangerous precedent, one in which the court system can coerce parents into relinquishing their medical freedom of choice and bodily autonomy, or risk never seeing their children again. This is just the world that the nanny state psychopaths are laying out for us, and the complacent American citizens are allowing to be erected around them. More Daily Dispatch on the other side.
Gemrick's Essentials is all natural, all organic, high-end, quality, clean self-care products. And they are 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping for a limited time. That is the three essential oil, all-natural hand sanitizers. That's all of these high-end, super pure, quality essential oils in basically every popular scent that's out there. And then, of course, we have the natural shampoo, organic. We also have the body wash. It's all there. And our best-selling organic deodorant from Enrich Essentials, 50% off. And free shipping, part of our big blowout sale that's taking place right now. We also have Brain Force Plus Nootropic back in stock. It's 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off and free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com on these select items.
In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an Access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that looks fun. To actually speak out and have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right, and most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That, for me, is really satanic and disgusting. So you've got a pledge for myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you because we know we're all in this together.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
My enemies are your enemies. They're the globalists. They're exterminists. They are a consortium of mad scientists, pedophiles, control freaks, devil worshippers, vampires, whatever you want to call them, that are highly predatory and are setting up a false fantasy land system of constant bombardment of propaganda, drugs, and electromagnetic radiation to change the very DNA of the human species, to mutate us into a form that they can control like a pawn on a chessboard. The bottom line is they want to play God. They are playing God, and the noose is only going to tighten around our necks from here on out. So many other people want to be positive. They want to put out fake news and want to only cover limited amounts of what's happening with the New World Order, but at the end of the day, it's all about depopulation. It's all about world government. It's all about the end of human system as we know it, and on its ashes a nightmare being built. Only admitting it can turn it around and stop it.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Continuing with our daily dispatch today, we have more news about U.S. vaccines. Walmart becomes the largest U.S. vaccine provider to join the push for digital vaccination credentials. People who get the COVID-19 shots at thousands of Walmarts and Sam Club stores may soon be able to verify their vaccination status at airports, schools, and other locations using a health passport app on their smartphones. A retail giant said on Wednesday that it had signed on to an international effort to provide standardized digital vaccination credentials to people. The company joins a push already backed by major health centers and tech companies, including Microsoft, Oracle, Salesforce, Cerner, Epic Systems, and Mitra Corporation, and the Mayo Clinic. Walmart is the first huge-scale administrator of vaccines that is committing to giving people a secure, verifiable record of their vaccination, said Paul Meyer, the chief executive of the Common Project Foundation, a nonprofit in Geneva that has developed health passport apps. We think many others will follow. That's right, folks. Once again, the great merger is taking place with all of industry, healthcare, privacy, big tech, and government becoming one huge chain around your neck. Truly incredible. Fauci is at the head of this as he claims babies and toddlers will need to be vaccinated for herd immunity. He touts 2022 as a viable timeline. This story from InfoWars.com. Dr. Anthony Fauci has claimed that in order for herd immunity against coronavirus to be reached in the U.S., children and even babies will need to be vaccinated. And of course, a caller into the Alex Jones Show yesterday said that the Pentagon plans on mandating vaccines as early as July of this year. We need a shirt or something like come and poke it. Come and try. All right. Come and try to give me a vaccine that I don't need or want. And we'll see who ends up with a hole in their arm. All right. This story from Zero Hedge, rather troubling, but don't say we haven't been warning you this entire time. ZeroHedge.com reports, on the verge of a global crisis, one bank warns of a biblical surge in food prices. Key feed and food prices have been pulled to a nine-month and seven-year highs. This could exacerbate geopolitical risk, potentially even regarding institutional architecture. One point is clear. Global food insecurity falls heaviest on lower-income importing nations who spend a far greater share on their income on food than the rich ones. So, folks, just make sure you have your storable food on hand, perhaps more than you thought you would need otherwise, because this is not the type of thing that comes and goes with any sort of rapidity. We are being set up for a global starvation epidemic. Massive proportions due entirely to the bungled response to the so-called deadly pandemic of coronavirus. And finally, we have this. The UAE is developing cloud-shocking drones to artificially boost rainfall. From surveillance drones to armed warfare drones to AI drones to delivery drones, it seems every year tech developers and researchers come up with some new unexpected application for UAVs, bringing humanity closer to some future Skynet dystopian scenario where robots are ruling the skies overhead. That's precisely what comes to mind with the latest drone project out of the United Arab Emirates. The ultra-wealthy oil and gas sheikdom is developing weather engineering drones that can produce rain or alter weather patterns. Drones that fly into clouds, giving them an electric shock to cajole them into producing rain, are about to be tested in the United Arab Emirates. Of course, we already know cloud seeding and other chemtrail technology is being deployed here in America, as it has for the last 50 years. China as well has a massive program of weather engineering. This has been going on across the globe. So just remember, whenever they blame you driving your big truck for global warming and climate change, that in reality, the elites and the academics and the technological psychopaths of this world have for decades been purposefully altering the climate on a massive scale. And we may just now be seeing the fallout of this rather irresponsible experimentation with the delicate balance of the climate of the world. And that's it. That's your Daily Dispatch for today. Today's Daily Dispatch was brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, particularly the Mega Blowout Sale. 50% off plus free shipping on these top-selling products. BrainForce Plus, Prostaguard, Vaso Beats, Alpha Power, Dr. Jones's Activated Charcoal Toothpaste, the Activated Charcoal Mouthwash, the Extra Strength Cavachil, as well as the Regular Strength Cavachil, and all of Imric's Essentials are now on a massive discount and 50% off, as well as free shipping on all of those select products. Go to InfoWars Store right now to take advantage of that, as well as I mentioned just a moment ago, make sure to get your storable food, because we don't know how how it's going to look in the very near future. I think we got a little preview of that last month here in Texas when literally I was getting text messages from friends being like, hey, do you know where I can get food? Hey, do you know where water can be found? Because I'm very thirsty and there is no water to drink in this first world country. It's actually kind of a terrifying thing, and you can be prepared for whatever comes by going to InfoWarsStore.com and purchasing the InfoWars Life Select storable foods. They store up to 20 years, and frankly, they taste delicious. Let's get your survival gear, your air and water filtration, your storable food, as well as the bombshell supplements, all at InfoWarsStore.com. The AlexaPure Pro water filtration system can really come in handy in the most dire of situations, and it's right now $50 off and back in stock for the first time in months with a 91% positive reviews, a 4.7 out of 5 stars with over 1,000 reviews on this product. You hear pretty much nothing but good things about this product. And hey, even if the worst doesn't happen and you aren't having to, you know, filter swamp water for your very survival, well, at least you can filter out the chemicals in your tap water that are threatening to destroy the world themselves by vastly, vastly reducing the ability for human beings to reproduce. Truly incredible stuff. I've got a lot of videos to show you. I'm going to show you some hilarious videos of Biden as he really went out on a limb. He gave a 10-minute speech, and then as soon as it's over, he slams the book and scuttles off, not daring to take a single question from the press. It's really embarrassing, isn't it, having Joe Biden as a president? Just everything about it. I mean, the whole world is laughing at us, and we'll go over this as well, the way that Russia is mocking Joe Biden. China is basically spitting in our faces with the on American soil, by the way. They come to Anchorage, Alaska, to meet with Tony Blinken and just humiliate him, insult him, and mock him to his face. This is the world that these people want. They don't want a strong America. They don't want a powerful America. They don't want America projecting our strength and our values onto the rest of the world. They want us humiliated, weakened, and destroyed so that they can move in and replace a freedom-loving people with those that are cowed and willing to obey every nonsensical dictate. We'll show that. We'll also show Rand Paul humiliating Fauci. And I'll dig in a little bit to this Ben Shapiro, be a libertarian, do what the government says argument. Truly incredible. I feel like I finally understand what it's like to be a liberal and hear Ben Shapiro talk.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, All of it nurtures the soul. All of it empowers humanity. All of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much. Alex Jones here with the new InfoWars sale, and it is a fantastic sale. It is many of our best-selling products that just so happen to also be selling out, but despite that, they're 50% off and free shipping on these select items. Again, all of these are selling out except for BrainForce. It finally came back into stock. It's amazing. It's 50% off and free shipping. We've got the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the Kava Chill, the VasoBeats, the Alpha Power. All of these are bestsellers, 50% off and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, and it funds our operation. Plus, all of the Emmerich's essentials, essential oils, natural deodorants, shampoos, conditioners, a whole host of products, the entire Emmerich's essentials line is close to selling out, more coming in a few months, but despite that, right now, ladies and gentlemen, they're all 50% off as well with free shipping. Just follow the banners at InfoWarsStore.com to huge savings, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and locket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today. Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with the third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You know, one thing about InfoWars that is quite different than other television networks is most television networks, if they're going to play a clip, it'll be 15 seconds or so, and then they'll have some strange nobody tell you about it. We are a little bit looser here. If I want, I can spend the entire hour playing clips and not even talking to you. It's whatever I choose. It's freedom. You should try it sometime. It's pretty great. So I'm going to go ahead and take advantage of some of that freedom that this open platform provides me. And I'm going to play the entire clip of Rand Paul absolutely eviscerating Dr. Fauci yesterday over the theater of requiring Americans already immune from COVID to continue wearing masks. I'm just going to let the whole thing play. And remember, Rand Paul is a medical doctor. He is, in fact, a surgeon, an eye doctor, who knows way more and actually practices on a regular basis. He routinely not just returns to his home state of Kentucky to perform surgery on patients. He also will travel overseas and engage in charitable work by lending his skills to the less fortunate. So here's a guy who actually has real-world practice, unlike Dr. Fauci, who for the last 50 years has been nothing but a mouthpiece for the medical establishment. Still, you have to admire the tenacity with which these, what do I say? These smooth talking political types are able to spin their lies. It's a similar theme that we'll see with Ben Shapiro a little bit later as I eviscerate him, his claims about mandated vaccines. If you aren't able to keep up with the argumentation, it really seems like these guys know what they're talking about. Dig a little bit deeper, and it's all smoke and mirrors, and Rand Paul does a great job of exposing that. Here he is, Rand Paul, yesterday, eviscerating Dr. Fauci.
Dr. Fauci, in a recent British study, David Wiley and others found that no symptomatic reinfections from COVID-19 after following 2,800 patients for several months. In fact, there have been no reports of significant numbers of reinfections after acquiring COVID-19 naturally. Shane Crotty, a virologist at La Jolla Institute for Immunology, concludes from his experiments that the amount of immune memory gained from natural infection would likely prevent the vast majority of people from getting hospitalized disease, severe disease for many years. In this study, which was published in Science, Dr. Crotty showed that antibody levels stayed relatively constant with only modest declines over 6 to 8 months. Dr. Crotty reported that, notably, memory B cells specific for the spike protein, or RBD, were detected in almost all COVID-19 cases with no apparent half-life at 5 to 8 months after infection. In other words, Dr. Crotty found significant evidence of long-term immunity after COVID infection. Furthermore, Dr. Crotty noted B-cell memory to some other infections has been observed for as long as 60-plus years after smallpox vaccination, or even 90 years after natural infection with influenza. That was a woman who got the Spanish flu, still showed immunity 90 years later. So rather than being pessimistic towards people gaining immunity after they've had COVID or had a vaccine, studies argue for significant optimism. In fact, there have been no scientific studies arguing or proving that infection with COVID does not create immunity. There have been no studies showing significant numbers of reinfections. Of the 30 million Americans who have had COVID, only a handful of reinfections have been discovered. In fact, the New York Times reported last fall more than 38 million people at the time worldwide had been infected with the coronavirus, and as of that date, fewer than 5 of these cases had been confirmed by scientists to be reinfections. Scientists interviewed for the article concluded, in most cases, a second bout with the virus produced milder symptoms or none at all. Given that no scientific studies have shown significant numbers of reinfections of patients previously infected or previously vaccinated, what specific studies do you cite to argue that the public should be wearing masks well into 2022?
I'm not sure I understand the connection of what you're saying about masks and reinfection. We're talking about people who have never been infected before.
You're telling everybody to wear a mask, whether they've had an infection or a vaccine. What I'm saying is they have immunity, and everybody agrees they have immunity. What studies do you have that people that have had the vaccine or have had the infection are spreading the infection? If we're not spreading the infection, isn't it just theater?
No, it's not.
You have the vaccine and you're wearing 2 masks. Isn't that theater?
No, that's not. Here we go again with the theater. Let's get down to the facts. Okay, the studies that you quote from Crotty and Sette look at in vitro examination of memory immunity, which in their paper they specifically say this does not necessarily pertain to the actual protection. It's in vitro.
And what study can you point to that shows significant reinfection? There are no studies that show significant reinfection.
Let me finish the response to your question, if you please. The other thing is that when you talk about reinfection and you don't keep in the concept of variants, that's an entirely different ball game. That's a good reason for a mask. In the South African study conducted by J&J, They found that people who were infected with wild type and were exposed to the variant in South Africa, the 351, it was as if they had never been infected before. They had no protection. So when you talk about reinfection, you've got to make sure you're talking about wild type. I agree with you that you very likely would have protection from wild type for at least 6 months if you're infected. But we in our country now have variants that are circulating.
Significant reinfection. What study shows significant reinfection, hospitalization, and death after either natural infection or the vaccine? It doesn't exist. There is no evidence that there are significant reinfections after vaccine. In fact, I don't think we have a hospitalization in the United States after the two-week period after the second vaccination.
Yeah,
you have a death in the United States.
You're not hearing what I'm saying about variants. We're talking about wild-type versus variants.
And what proof is there that there are significant reinfections with hospitalizations and death from the variants? None in our country. Zero.
Well, because we don't have a prevalent of a variant yet. We're having one. Can I finish? We're having 117 that's becoming more dominant.
You're making policy based on conjecture.
No,
you have the
it isn't based
that we're
on
going
conjecture.
To get variants, so you want people to wear a mask for another couple of years.
No,
you've been vaccinated and you parade around in two masks for show.
No,
you can't get it again. There's virtually 0% chance you're going to get it, and yet you're telling people that have had the vaccine who have immunity. You're defying everything we know about immunity by telling people to wear a mask who've been vaccinated.
No.
Instead, you should be saying there is no science to say we're going to have a problem from the large number of people being vaccinated. You want to get rid of vaccine hesitancy? Tell them they can quit wearing their mask after they get the vaccine. Okay. You want people to get the vaccine? Give them a reward instead of telling them that the nanny state's going to be there for 3 more years. You got to wear a mask forever. People don't want to hear it. There's no science behind it.
Well, let me just state for the record that masks are not theater. Masks are protective. And we
have immunity there, theater. If you already have immunity, you're wearing a mask to give comfort to others. You're not wearing a mask because of any science.
I totally disagree with you.
Dr. Fauci, if you could respond so that we could understand the difference between the virus itself and the variants and the reason for a mask.
I'm sorry, ma'am, I can't.
Sorry, I can't. We made it up. Sorry, we made it up. Sorry, it's all made up. Sorry, could you repeat that? Because I'm just making it up as I go along here. Isn't it just theater? Rand Paul pummels Fauci over science mind multi-mask mayhem. It's obviously performative. And we know from the CDC's own numbers that even if every single person wears a mask, it decreases transmission by 0.5%. 0.5%. It does nothing no matter what, whether you count the variants or not, Mr. Fauci.
As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, talk about blasting off of sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
Infowars.com.
I've been thinking a lot lately about playing devil's advocate on air, about looking at the world from the perspective of the globalist, that the public's so dumbed down that they don't care that we're stealing their future from them, that we're poisoning them, that we're sterilizing them, then they deserve to be killed. Yes, that's the position of the globalists. They play God, and they think because we don't stand up, they have a right to do this to us. You know, I've told you that the globalists have tried to hire me. They've tried to get me to join them. But metaphysically, at a spiritual level, I have the Holy Spirit. I have a connection with God. And I know that God does not like that, so I cannot join the enemy. But I'll tell you, at a selfish level, I get very, very mad at people that go along with the system, believing you're part of it or believing you're getting power out of it. Whether you're just a steel worker or a school teacher or Henry Kissinger, you're not God. And treating other people like they're animals and you're God is something that the real God of the universe doesn't like. And that's a fact.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfowarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammation. Inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfowarsStore.com.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
O Lord of hosts, be with us, for we have none other help.
All right, welcome back, folks. It's American Journal. Savannah Hernandez will be joining me later in the program with some breaking news, actually. I'll let her tell it, but suffice it to say she has received her first strike on her YouTube channel. She wants to tell you all about it and why that occurred. Very excited to welcome her in the third hour. The second hour, we will be doing our week in review, but right now we want to talk about something that has happened repeatedly over this week, and that's the Biden administration figuratively having being held above the toilet bowl and giving a swirly by the geopolitical community. Absolutely humiliated over and over again this week as he tries to sound tough and says, I looked into Putin's eyes and I said, you don't have a soul. And Putin hears this and he's just like, yeah, okay. All right. I wish him great health. Oh, and by the way, you want to do a live public debate? And Biden's like, God, no, I'm very busy. We're very busy. And I mean, the amazing thing is, you know, people joke about essentially, I don't even know if it's a joke, but essentially the Joe Biden administration, the Joe Biden presidency is a holographic presidency. It's very likely that the man is not even aware any of this is going on. I mean, who's to say what decision he's making versus what decisions are being made for him? So it's always like, Biden's administration has responded saying he's very busy. He has no time. Does he even know that this is going on? Does he even know that Putin has challenged him to a debate? Or is this being hidden from him? And like, you know, Putin says this and then some shadowy figure in his administration just comes out and says, no, he's very busy. He can't do that. I haven't heard Biden say anything about this. I haven't heard Biden come out and say, I'm very busy. I don't have time to. No, it's always just somebody from his administration coming out and speaking on his behalf, because any time that Joe Biden gets in front of a camera, it's humiliating. It's the word we keep using. It's just a humiliating thing that this decrepit vampire is leading our country. But it doesn't stop with him, obviously. It's the people that run his administration are just vampiric failures that have gotten their positions by sheer nepotism do not qualify for them whatsoever, and their entire lives are filled with extremist political activism for the left. Case in point, Mr. Blinken from Jack Posobiec. He says this morning, Biden yelled at Blinken for bringing a staffer with purple hair to the China summit. Staffer with purple hair sitting at a table with the discussion between two world powers on the brink of war. A person with purple hair is a part of this. We talk a lot of trash about China. I'm kind of on China's side now. I hate us at this point. America sucks. At least China looks after its own people. At least China is aggressive in their promotion of Chinese interests. The American government exists to do nothing but rob its own people to send money to people that hate us. I mean, what the hell? I have no reason to be in favor of Anthony Blinken. He doesn't help me. He doesn't serve me. He doesn't argue on my behalf. He argues on behalf of himself and his fellow cronies. At least China looks after its own people. And at least they, you know, get up in these bilateral summits and humiliate their opponents and portray strength. And you're about to see that. We're going to play this video. This is the CCP delegation on American soil telling to the U.S. government, to their face, just how weak they are. So we can take a little lesson from this and see what real nationalistic diplomacy looks like in the face of globalist puppets who are all too willing to roll over like the dogs they are. Let's roll this clip.
We'll also discuss our deep concerns with actions by China, including in Xinjiang, Hong Kong, Taiwan, cyber attacks on the United States, economic coercion toward our allies. Each of these actions threaten the rules-based order that maintains global stability.
Well, the rules-based order.
到打一把是不行的。
Well, you can't blame this problem on somebody else.
I have to tell you, what I'm hearing is very different from what you described. I'm hearing deep satisfaction that the United States is back, that we're reengaged with our allies and partners. I'm also hearing deep concern about some of the actions your government is taking.
我们把你们想得太好了，我们认为你们会遵守基本的外交礼节。
Well, I think we thought too well of the United States. We thought that the U.S. side will follow the necessary diplomatic protocols.
所以我们刚才必须阐明我们的立场。
So for China, it was necessary that we make our position clear.
我现在讲一句，你们没有资格在中国的面前说你们从实力的地位出发同中国谈话。
So let me say here that in front of the Chinese side, the United States does not have the qualification to say that it wants to speak to China from a position of strength.
Dang, just total smackdown. Completely smackdown. China media attacks unreasonable Tony Blinken after Alaska meeting. Beijing-owned media gave a frosty review of Thursday's first face-to-face meeting between Chinese officials and President Joe Biden's team in Alaska, which was dominated by a tense on-camera exchange between the two delegations. Well, the one delegation, right? The other delegation was Anthony Blinken, not representing anybody except for he and his rules-based order, please. Just like, excuse me, I think people are happy that we're back now. We're back now, and I think people are glad about that. And China's just like, shut up, idiot. We don't care. We don't respect you. You're dumb. And we're going to run over you. And he's just like, but the rules-based order, I think, the rules-based order is a little bit flimsy right now. You're kind of flaunting. There's like, shut up, you purpled-haired dumb. Can I say that? Dumb butt. Just humiliating us. I mean, just total flexing in our faces. And again, it's just, this is happening over and over. It's even happening with North Korea. North Korea is just like, please stop calling us. We don't care. And we aren't going to take your calls. That's literally what they came out and said. to Biden administration, like, hi, please, yeah, we're the most powerful country in the world. Will you please take our calls? And there's like, please stop calling. We've tried to block your number and you keep, you know, getting new numbers to call us. And it's very annoying. We don't care. We don't respect you. You represent nothing but the weakness of your frail, impotent democratic position. North Korea warns Biden against causing a stink as U.S. and Japan show a united front. Absolutely incredible. Let's watch this next clip. This is, again, at the China-USA meeting. Chinese diplomats' body language and tone look pretty harsh against Biden's team in the Alaska meeting. And they don't have any weirdos with purple hair on their side. Isn't that strange? Isn't that weird? Let's go ahead and roll this video now.
Well, I think we thought too well of the United States. We thought that the U.S. side will follow the necessary diplomatic protocols. So for China, it was necessary that we make our position clear.
我现在讲一句,你们没有资格在中国的面前说你们从实力的地位出发同中国谈话。
So let me say here that in front of the Chinese side, the United States does not have the qualification to say that it wants to speak to China from a position of strength.
It really is incredible. You know, it just reminds me of like The Godfather or The Sopranos. I mean, these people are the gangsters, right? These are the mobsters. These are the mob bosses getting together and meeting. And you can just imagine it, you know, maybe it's easier to imagine in New York or New Jersey, just like, yeah, you don't have the strength that you think you have. I'm not going to listen to you. I don't give a crap what you think. It, you know, we thought too well of America that you would follow the diplomat. This is on American soil. They just come over. Like on our side, it's this weak bureaucrat Blinken who just a complete failure. He's like posting pictures on Twitter where he's like eating soup. And he's just like, I forgot how much I like soup because of this fun. Meanwhile, on the other side, it's just like. Just like a bunch of, you know, middle-aged businessmen in black suits. Just like, I'm sorry, I thought we were dealing with a major power here. Clearly, we were wrong. This is great. Xi Jinping, bro, you seeing this? Putin. Yeah, they're just laughing at us. They're just mocking us to our faces. So, you know, we're screwed. Essentially, headline here, we're screwed. It's over. We elected Joe Biden. And the rest of the world is laughing in our faces. Thanks, Anthony Blinken, you blinking idiot.
Look, I've proven that InfoWars information is some of the best in the world. It's just absolutely on target. The globalists can't stand us because we've studied how they operate. They want to keep you in the dark. I believe in humanity, and I want to see you empowered because I know that John F. Kennedy was right. A raising tide raises all ships. Now, the supplements, the vitamins, the minerals, the compounds we have at InfoWarsStore.com are the very best sourced, wild-crafted, organic, and natural product you're going to find anywhere. Whether it's Natural Defense, or whether it's Ultra 12, or whether it's X2, or DNA Force Plus, or Prostaguard, or Vasobeats, these are all cutting-edge, top-of-the-line products that will help you and your family and at the same time fund the InfoWar. So don't procrastinate. Take action today at InfoWarsStore.com. Emmerich's Essentials is all natural, all organic, high-end, quality, clean self-care products. And they are 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping for a limited time. That is the 3 essential oil, all natural hand sanitizers. That's all of these high-end, super pure, quality essential oils in basically every popular scent that's out there. Then, of course, we have the natural shampoo, organic. We also have the body wash. It's all there. And our best-selling organic deodorant from Enrich Essentials, 50% off. And free shipping, part of our big blowout sale that's taking place right now. We also have Brain Force Plus Nootropic back in stock. It's 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off and free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com on these select items.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, it's American Journal, InfoWars.com. Let's keep talking about how decrepit and humiliating Joe Biden is, shall we? Let's do it. And I would like to thank the crew for correcting me in that last segment. I made a mistake. I'd like to correct that now. I said that we elected Joe Biden. The crew was kind enough to remind me, no, he was installed against our will. So I'm sorry. That's accurate. We simply permitted it from happening with our inaction. Truly incredible. Let's go to this video, clip number 8. This is Joe Biden finishing up his, I'm not sure if this is the end of it or not, but he gave a 10-minute speech yesterday. Just. It's like the man has a teleprompter in front of him, and he can't make it through a 10-minute speech without making a mistake. I sit here for 3 hours every single day, no teleprompter in front of me, and I've never made a mistake the entire time. That's a guaranteed fact from Harrison right here. Never once have I fumbled words or misspoken. Kidding, of course, but it is shocking that the man can't make it through 10 minutes without just completely bungling the entire thing. Let's go to this video here and just see how many mistakes we can count in this 50-second time frame. Here he is.
The hardest hit and suffered the most, especially Black, Latino, Native American, and rural communities. This is really important because we believe that speed and efficiency must be matched with fairness and equity. Now, when President Harris and I took a virtual tour of a vaccination center in Arizona not long ago, one of the nurses on that tour, injecting people, giving vaccinations, said that each shot was like administering a dose of hope. A dose of hope. That's how she phrased it. Behind these 100 million shots are millions of lives changed when people receive that dose of hope. Grandparents can hug their grandchildren.
So he calls Kamala Harris President Harris. But, you know, the good news is he did make it through that sentence without collapsing. Can you imagine how easy it would be to be a Democrat? I mean, it's just platitudes and racial pandering. That's literally all it is. It would just be so easy. You could just ask, you know, well, what do you think about the vaccines? Well, vaccines? Well, Black and brown people are suffering the most. Wow. Great answer. Well done. Thank you so much for that. I guess you have our vote now. I mean, I guess you're president now because you said Black and brown people are suffering. And that's all you ever have to say ever about anything ever. You can throw climate change in there, too. That'd be even better. You could be vice president. You could be president. It's amazing. I'm injecting hope and just these platitudes, just like this is a serious medical situation. There are serious side effects with the vaccines. They haven't been tested. What's the value of the vaccines when the disease itself, not very transmissible, has a 99.5% survival rate for the vast majority of people and can be cured with a little bit of chicken soup? Is it really worth injecting gene-altering experimental serum into the entirety of the population? They're just like, we're injecting hope, so we're going to throw you in jail for questioning us because we're injecting hope into your arm. It's hope. Let's go to this last clip. This is clip number 11. I want you to pay attention here as he walks off the stage. Let's roll this clip.
God bless America. May God protect our troops. Thank you so much.
Mr. President, Vladimir Putin wants open talks. Would you agree to that?
Notice that? Do you see that right there?
President Biden giving an update on the vaccination process.
He just tried to hold Kamala Harris's hand. I don't know if you noticed that. He actually reaches out like he thinks his wife is walking next to him. or his sister. He doesn't know the difference anymore. It's just, they're like, sir, there are major geopolitical things going on right now. Can you please, please answer a single damn question for once? Please, God, we're dying.
As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off of sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
More news coming in at an increasingly rapid rate. What are we going to do here now? I want to go to this video of old Benny Shapiro. Old Ben Shapiro, fast-talking libertarian stalwart, who only cares about your freedom, folks. He loves America, don't you know? Not as much as some other countries, but, you know, at least it's okay. Right? He's pretty good. It's not bad, I guess. Let's go ahead and play this video, and we'll start and stop this. I love this woman that's calling into his show. This is Ben Shapiro making the argument in favor of mandatory vaccinations. We'll start with part one, 3 parts here, and we'll pause it as needed. Let's go ahead and roll this clip.
Hi, Ben. Man, this is cool to talk to you. Hope you're doing well. Okay, so I just want to say that I absolutely agree with you on the vast majority of things. I listen every day. I think your show is awesome. But there's one issue where I think we're at an impasse, and I'd like to explain to you why I think you're wrong.
Sure,
that's
go
cool.
for it.
Okay, so I want to know how you square your libertarian leaning and pro-life views with mandatory vaccination. And here's why I don't think you can. So for one, there are certain vaccines where aborted fetal DNA is in them, and it's not just a couple of aborted, you know, babies dozens of years ago. Some of these are quite recent. Also, there's vaccines do have risks, and we know they do. There's a federal vaccine court. There is a National Vaccine Injury Compensation Fund where over $4 billion has been paid out to families of people that have been injured by vaccines. So while the risk, in your opinion, might be minimal, it might be minute, is it really worth the common good? Does that trump an individual's right to make a decision about risk-benefit for vaccines? And so I'd just like to know what you have to say about that.
Sure. So a few things on this. One, you have to determine that there are differences, in my opinions, with regard to vaccines that are directly designed to prevent you from getting a disease and ones that rely on herd immunity in order to prevent others from getting a disease. So, for example, if there was a vaccine that was only the only purpose of it is for you to be vaccinated against a particular disease, but there's no real risk of you becoming a carrier for that disease, for example,
Let's pause right there. That doesn't exist. You know that's not a thing, right, Ben Shapiro? You know that you don't get vaccines for diseases that aren't transmissible, that makes no sense at all, that does not exist. That there is no such thing. He's like, well, it'd be fine if you get a vaccine for a disease that you can't catch. Okay, what the hell are you talking about? This doesn't make any sense. So he's like, yeah, it's of course you can say no to vaccines that are not contagious for diseases that are not contagious. Okay, that doesn't exist. So let's just go ahead and dispel that right out. Vaccines, and he even says it in a second. It's like mumps, rubella, like tuberculosis, the flu. These are all transmissible. That's the point. They're diseases. There is no vaccine for a thing that you can't catch or you can't transmit to another person. So that doesn't make any sense, Ben. Facts and logic destroying Ben Shapiro. Let's keep rolling the clip.
Because obviously it's your choice or not whether to have a disease. If, however, there are certain diseases like mumps, measles, rubella, like MMR, right, which are highly transmissible and where you require herd immunity specifically to prevent against the transmission of that disease to people who cannot have vaccination. So I'm speaking specifically about pregnant women, kids with cancer, right, that sort of thing. And that prevents the transmission of that disease to other people, then you run into the externality problem. And even libertarians believe that externalities are not protected by law, meaning that if you are polluting a river and you are upstream of somebody else, well, sure, it's a river, you're polluting it. But the problem is that pollution is affecting somebody else downstream. You don't have a right to do that, even in the most libertarian sort of.
All right. It's amazing that he's using this example, because I use this example quite a bit, right? Because it's true, because you might be infringing on a company's right to pollute a river, but you do that, and that's a good thing, because what you're doing is protecting the right of the people downstream from that river to not be poisoned. But just think about how inconsistent these two examples are. One of them is saying, I'm going to have the government forcibly inject you with an experimental serum for a very easily survivable disease, or else you might be a carrier of that disease and be able to spread it to children with cancer. Okay, kind of different than I'm going to stop a massive corporation from pouring toxic sludge into a river. Not the same thing, even in the slightest. Not even a little bit. But he threw a word like externalities in there, so he's big-brained. So I guess we have to listen to him. But no, it's not even remotely the same. Injecting the corporation with your own toxic sludge to prevent them from pouring their toxic sludge into their, it doesn't make any sense. Now, if you were going around like spraying disease on people and you said, hey, the government should have a rule saying you shouldn't be able to go around spraying disease on people willy nilly. Yeah. Okay. Then maybe we'd have the same thing, but saying that you're going to forcibly inject somebody with, especially now, with an experimental gene-altering serum that's untested, and somehow comparing that to telling a corporation that they can't pour toxic sludge into a river that people rely on for, you know, drinking water. It's he just talks fast enough that it bamboozles people, I guess. I guess people think this guy's really some sort of libertarian here. Let's go on to clip number two.
And sort of vision of the world, right, that would violate tort law. So the idea that you have to have an environmental regulation that dictates
bodily
that sort of
autonomy,
thing makes some
bodily
sense
autonomy and choosing to inject yourself with a, you know, experimental serum, that's not important. The real important thing, tort law. Yeah, that's much higher on the concern list for Ben Shapiro. Not bodily autonomy, not being able to choose what is or is not injected into your body, that sort of, you know, whatever, that's consideration, but who really cares? Tort law, however, basically holy, basically sacred. We're going to learn more about what the sacred and the profane here from Ben Shapiro. Let's keep this rolling.
Immunity for diseases where you require 100% of the population to be vaccinated order to prevent the transmission of diseases to people who can't actually have the vaccine.
Yeah,
well, then
exist.
You're talking about a non-libertarian principle being invoked. So I don't have a general problem with that. As to the second question, which is a question about the sort of, well, there are three questions, right? There was the libertarian question. Then there was the aborted fetal cell question, and which vaccines those are used in. So number one, I'd have to know which specific vaccinations you're talking about. Is there an ongoing use of aborted fetal cells, or are we talking, as you suggest, in many of the most kind of popular vaccines, we're talking about the use of aborted cells, cells from an aborted fetus in 1950, and there are still cell lines that are being produced from that aborted fetus. When you're talking
what a sickening statement, right? Cell lines being produced from that aborted fetus cell from 50 years ago. It just that in and of itself, like, it should make you shudder that this is the state of science at this point. But what is time? Why would time make a difference? If it's an aborted fetus, whether it was 50 years ago or yesterday, it's an aborted fetus that you're using to derive this genetic material to create vaccines from and then injecting it into people. And it really begs the question, what is the danger of injecting the genetic material of one human being into an entire population for 50, 60, 100 years? Is it an aspect of a cell, of a fetal cell that does not have any genetic markers? Because I don't think that exists. And if it does, then does the quality of that genetic material then somehow become imbued into the vaccine? Could perhaps that have a impact on the condition of the people that receive this vaccine? Religious leaders question ethics of Oxford University. Can y'all bring them back up? Using aborted fetal cell lines. We'll get back to old Benny on the other side. Oh, it's 50 years ago. So, of course, the aborted fetal cell lines that we've been deriving for 50 years, yeah, it's totally fine. It's not a matter of logic. It's not a matter of weighing the options, Ben. It's a matter of spirituality, something that maybe you don't understand as well as you claim to. Huh, interesting. We'll be back.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too, at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet, is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out in the third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will. And that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture, and Washington, D.C., and Fauci, and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty, you're ugly, you're bad. Because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe.
Alex Jones here with the new InfoWars sale, and it is a fantastic sale. It is many of our best-selling products that just so happen to also be selling out, but despite that, they're 50% off and free shipping on these select items. Again, all these are selling out except for BrainForce. It finally came back into stock. It's amazing. It's 50% off and free shipping. We've got the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the Kava Chill, the VasoBeats, the Alpha Power. All of these are best sellers, 50% off and free shipping. shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, and it funds our operation. Plus, all of the Emmerich's essentials, essential oils, natural deodorants, shampoos, conditioners, a whole host of products, the entire Emmerich's Essentials line is close to selling out, more coming in a few months, but despite that, right now, ladies and gentlemen, they're all 50% off as well with free shipping. Just follow the banners at InfoWarsStore.com to huge savings, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, folks, let's get right back into this Ben Shapiro clip. But first, I do want to remind you the mega blowout sale is going on right now. InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off plus free ship plus free shipping on these top selling products. BrainForce Plus, one of our most popular products now, back in stock and 50% off plus the free shipping, as well as the charcoal toothpaste, the charcoal mouthwash, all of Emmerich's essentials, as well as Alpha Power. All of these bombshell products now 50% off with free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. That helps keep this program on the air. And now let's go back to Boy Wonder Ben Shapiro.
50, 60 years ago, and you are talking about the inability to utilize a vaccine that is currently on the market and the wrong can't be undone, then I don't really have a problem with people using those vaccines. If you're talking about aborting babies right now, like fetal stem cell research, in order to do research, then you're talking about an ongoing problem that's happening in the here and now, and then I do have a problem, presumably,
okay,
with using
those sorts of
vaccines.
Okay, let's go ahead and pause that right there, because there's a little bit of facts and logic he may be missing here, shocking though it may be. Nobody is creating fetuses in order to abort them to create stem cell research. Whether the abortion happened 50 years ago or happened yesterday, the exact same argument could be made. He says right there, well, it's a wrong that can't be undone. Well, the abortion that happened yesterday is a wrong that can't be undone. Why should that stem cell not be used? Why should that cell line not be derived from that aborted fetus in order to create vaccines? Just because it was 50 years ago or yesterday, the wrong still can't be undone. And it's going to happen whether those stem cells are being used for research or not. So, yes, Johnson & Johnson is using aborted fetal cell lines in its creation of the COVID-19 vaccine, but those abortions would have happened anyway. So what is this argument? Because it happened 50 or 60 years ago? Oh, is there a time limit to how long ago the abortion happened? Now it's moral. Now it's a spiritual good to use that, when if it happened a week ago, that's bad. Where's the line here? There isn't one, because he's just justifying violating his own very rigid moral standards when it comes to forcing you to take vaccines that you don't want. Bishops urge Catholics to avoid using Johnson & Johnson vaccine if possible, because it was developed using cells from an aborted fetus. Well, I mean, but how long ago was it? I think that's what, you know, Ben Shapiro and I want to know, is was the aborted fetus a week ago or 50 years ago? Because apparently that makes a difference to Ben Shapiro, moral arbiter. Let's go back.
Doing even medical research using those sort of fetal stem cell lines. And then finally, you were asking about the risks of vaccinations. It's been well substantiated that the risks of vaccinations, particularly the most popular ones, are extraordinarily low. When we talk about the government having a fund to settle all this sort of stuff, that's because if the government is mandating that these sorts of vaccinations be carried out on a wide range of the population, they don't want the tort system to disincentivize vaccine makers from making those sorts of vaccines in the first place. And so they have
okay, let's go ahead and pause
liability.
It again, shall we, for another lie from Ben Shapiro. Vaccines aren't mandated right now. Does he know that? Because right there he just said if the government is mandating that a large portion of the population take these vaccines, they're not. They're suggesting that they do. They have guidance that seems like, you know, that they want to portray as if it's necessary that you do these. Guess what? I just had a baby a little more than 3 weeks ago. No vaccines. And he's not going to get any vaccines because the government doesn't mandate it. So he says, you know, well, the government has to because they're the ones mandating. No, they're not. They're absolutely not. They might very soon because of arguments like this that Ben Shapiro is making right now. But right now, the vaccines are not mandated, and it's not about disincentivizing vaccine makers from doing it. It's about giving the vaccine makers cover so they aren't exposed publicly for adverse reactions to the vaccines. And he says it's been well established that there's no consequence to vaccines. No, you know, the adverse reactions are very low. Well, 80% of the COVID vaccine recipients receive severe reactions. There have been hundreds, if not thousands, of, you know, life-altering negative side effects from the COVID vaccine, and as well, hundreds of reported deaths from it. They say, but you know, it's not just the $4 billion that the COVID vaccine court is paying out. The Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, which is run by the vice president and run in total secret, and it's because they want to keep people getting the vaccine. And if every time somebody got an adverse vaccine reaction and went to public court with the creators of the vaccine, it would disincentivize people from getting the vaccine because it would expose the danger of the adverse reaction. And it works in obscurity. And the justification for that is that vaccines provide vast public health benefits, and authorities are reluctant to point out to the rare cases where they lead to harm out of fear that the information will dissuade people from being immunized. So it has nothing to do about disincentivizing the creators of the vaccine. It has to do with protecting the creators of vaccines from the damage that their own products cause. And again, I believe this is paid out through a taxpayer-funded trust fund is what pays it. So essentially you have people creating vaccines that cause thousands of adverse reactions that in some times kill, sometimes just cause lifelong injury. And of course, the reality of this is that the real effects of vaccines has never been studied. And when you have massive, massive numbers of claims of, you have things that aren't necessarily proven to be caused by vaccines because it hasn't been studied, right? The massive rise in autism is directly paralleled by the massive rise in the number of vaccines given out during the vaccine schedule. That's, you know, basically gone up about 20 times in the last 20 years, while, you know, autism has also massively risen in that time. But you don't have experimentation about that. You don't have studies about that. In fact, even raising that concern will have you smeared as conspiracy theorists by people like Ben Shapiro. So let's go back to old Ben, arbiter of truth, moral stalwart, and hear what he has to say.
Of the taxpayers, it is important to note that $4 billion in liability over the course of 50 years for 330 million Americans
is actually
not
years,
a large amount of money, nor is it an admission that the vaccines are actually what is causing the sort of bad things to happen. Now, it does depend, right?
It absolutely is. What do you mean? You're going to get paid out for something even if the vaccine didn't cause it? No, of course not.
Guillain-Barré syndrome, for example, has been linked to certain types of vaccine. Mm-hmm. So the typical way this is done is not by forcing a government official to come. There are certain risks that absolutely do carry. Guillain-Barré syndrome, for example, has been linked to certain types of vaccine. So the typical way this is done is not by forcing a government official to come to your house or calling your kid a truant if you don't get the vaccination. The typical way this is done is saying you can't attend a public school unless you get the vaccination, which makes a certain amount of sense. You don't want to expose the general public to the transmission of a disease. I would be opposed to the idea that the government is going to forcibly enter your home and give your child a shot against your will. It seems a different thing to me to use the incentive structure of you shouldn't be able to be in public with a bunch of other children.
Shut up, Ben. So you shouldn't be able to be in public without a vaccine, but that's different than the government coming into your house and forcing you to get a vaccine. You'll just be excluded from even the most basic public activities. You won't be able to go to school. You won't be able to get a job. You won't be able to shop without the vaccine, but that's somehow different than the government forcing you to get the vaccine. The point is, go away, Ben Shapiro.
I knew Trump was embattled. I knew he was surrounded by cowards and by double-talking agents of the enemy. And a lot of people just couldn't believe it. They're like, oh no, it's 3D chess, 5D chess, he's invincible. And I understand why people wanted to believe that, because this is scary what's going on. The global government, the New World Order. And now that people woke up to the fact that that's real, they want somebody to come save them from. Well, Trump sure as hell tried. My gosh, look at how
prescription drug prices just tripled or quadrupled, depending on the drug, once Biden signed that executive order. We pay the most of anybody in the world. That's just one case of hundreds of things that Trump had reversed, and now people are going to feel the sting and the pain, the energy cost, everything else. But what's really illustrated this is the trial in the Senate, where Trump's own lawyers are attacking him and putting him down and saying he lost the election and just engaged in all sorts of criminal activity. Because the fix is in, folks. The swamp is deep. Trump fought it, but it's up to us to win it. The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalists, it's all on record. You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth. Imrix Essentials is all natural, all organic, high-end, quality, clean self-care products. And they are 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping for a limited time. That is the three essential oil, all natural hand sanitizers. That's all of these high-end, super pure, quality essential oils in basically every popular scent that's out there. Then, of course, we have the natural shampoo, organic. We also have the body wash. It's all there. And our best-selling organic deodorant from Imrix Essentials, 50% off and free shipping, part of our big blowout sale that's taking place right now. We also have Brain Force Plus Nootropic back in stock. It's 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off and free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com on these select items. The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and locket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. I am failing in my duty here. I need to give out the phone number. The number to dial, 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. That is the number to dial. Call in now to American Journal to voice your comments, concerns, questions, whatever you got, we'll take them. And, of course, Savannah Hernandez will be with us in the third hour. She has received the first strike on her YouTube channel for discussing vaccines. And she's fired up. She's angry about this, and I don't blame her. So we'll be hearing about her, of course, InfoWars alum, and she'll be taking your calls, answering your questions as well. Again, the number to dial, 1-877-789-2539. And now let's go ahead and do as we do every Friday and look at the week in review and go back over some of the top stories of this week. Of course, number one top story starting on Sunday was the Grammy
performance, I guess you could call it. Pseudo-pornographic performance by Cardi B, totally vulgar. Of course, the media praised her sex-positive production as female empowerment, something that you wouldn't want your children to watch. But hey, can't go to school. You can't watch nationally televised award shows. Your existence in this country is superfluous as long as the media has their say. Of course, as a consequence of this, the Grammy ratings hit a record low with viewership crashing 50 whole percentage points from last year. Also crashing 50 percentage points over the recent time period, CNN's ratings have crashed 50% since Donald Trump left office. You also had this week many retractions by very prominent media outlets such as the Washington Post. They were forced to issue a retraction after admitting that Trump's, quote, "find the fraud," quote, was fake news. He never said that. This comes from a conversation he had with the Secretary of State of Georgia. Now, that conversation was recorded by the Secretary of State, and then he misreported it to the Washington Post, who published it without doing any due diligence. And this was actually discovered when investigators looked into the trash folder of his computer and found the original audio file that proved that it was, in fact, a lie. Any decent country concerned about the integrity of their political system would probably shut the Washington Post down. This, no doubt, had a massive impact on, most importantly, the elections there in Georgia. And yet this was allowed to continue. And whoever it was that leaked this to the Washington Post never felt the need to come out and correct it because, of course, they were the source of the lie. So that was the first embarrassment by the mainstream media. Also, another one here from the New York Times. They were forced to retract the Sicknick story of Brian Sicknick. But it was too late by that point because, once again, this is just how it works. They come out with a story that portrays Trump or his supporters as evil and bad, and that spreads like wildfire, gets into the collective consciousness of the American public, and then later a quiet retraction is issued, exposing it as a lie, but that's already out there, and there's nothing that can bring it back. So people believe that Brian Sicknick was battered to death by a fire extinguisher because that's what was reported, despite the fact that it was entirely untrue, fabricated from thin air. Members of the military, another set of humiliations this week as they went to war with Tucker Carlson and lost. Tucker Carlson calling out their maternity flight suits and desire to have pregnant women in the armed forces. And you had people in military uniform or using official accounts to go to war with Tucker Carlson, to target an individual citizen and take sides in a political argument, an unprecedented violation of the separation of the politics from the military here in this country. And at the very same time, you had members of the Guam National Guard marching on Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene's office to intimidate her after she called the territory a foreign land. Remind you, not the worst thing that's been said about Guam. Remember, there was that who's that Democrat who was very concerned that Guam was going to tip over? He thought islands float, and he thought Guam was going to tip over if we built too much stuff on it. It's going to be too heavy on one side and flip over. So Marjorie Taylor Greene referred to Guam as a foreign land, which it is. It's just under occupation by American forces. Not totally inaccurate, unlike claiming that it floats and may tip over if you develop it too much. Truly incredible. This week has been a very good week for the anti-white forces in America. Coca-Cola, the company, said they would only hire law firms that met at least 30% diversity quotas. Of course, it's across the West that this is going on, with the London mayor being savaged for his plan to cut the number of white men in science and engineering. See, there's 65% white people in engineering. This in a country 86% white, underrepresented, but still too much for Sadiq Khan. So he made sure to let everybody know he would be targeting a particular racial group in an attempt to prevent them from having important positions in high-paying jobs. This week, the Chinatown attacks were once again in the news as just dozens and dozens of innocent Asian people in Oakland and other places in California ruthlessly attacked by black people. And this, of course, is being portrayed as white supremacy. Columbia University announced they were housing, they were going to host six separate graduation ceremonies based on income level, race, and ethnicity. They're going to have a black one, a Hispanic one, a Native American one, a gay one, a poor one, I guess. Were they going to have a white graduation ceremony? Of course not. They're not Nazis. How dare you? Yeah, this is just how it goes. There was a spree killing this week where eight people were killed in a string of shootings at three different spas across Metro Atlanta, Georgia. This was a sex-addicted psychopath, I guess, going around and killing the prostitutes that he once frequented. Truly incredible stuff. Of course, this as well being portrayed as a white supremacist shooting, because if a white person does something, it is white supremacy to the racist weirdos that run our media. The real shocking thing about this, you had eight people who were killed, and yet when somebody like the host of The Daily Show talks about this, he says six Asian women were killed this week. Meaning that if you're white and you die in a spree shooting, you literally don't count. Eight people died, but he only talks about six of them because two of them were white and they aren't worth mentioning. Just imagine this. We'll get more into this a little bit later in the program. Blinken's State Department is, when they're not being humiliated by the Chinese on the global stage, they're racing to address a 232-year-old problem, the state's overwhelming and entrenched whiteness, because whiteness is evil. That's what we're being told time and time again, day after day. This is coming to fruition in places like Austin, Texas, where reparations are now being doled out to the African-American community. Half a billion dollars, being paid out to the black community as a sort of down payment, as they say, we'll figure out how much you owe us eventually and how we can get that payment. This, of course, people who have suffered nothing being paid money by people who have committed no crime. Injustice by definition, but justice in the eyes of racially motivated tyrants. And finally, you have whiteness is a pandemic. This from a New York Times contributor who says white supremacy is a virus that will not die until there are no bodies left for it to infect. That's right. Genocide, white genocide, now out and in the open, but you're still a conspiracy theorist. Probably a white supremacist, almost definitely a Nazi if you talk about it.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Listeners ask me all the time, why do you have multiple multivitamins? Why do you have multiple high-quality iodines? Why do you do that? Because different strokes for different folks. If we're talking to researchers and scientists and they say, hey, a lot of people love Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, but you should put one out with Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and the two other types because some people can't absorb pure iodine. Boom, we did it. It's popular. It's X3. Is it better than X2? You decide. It's different strokes for different folks. Well, now we have a complement to knock out our very popular powdered pill sleep aid, and that is Down and Out. It's super strong, way stronger than Knockout, but they don't compete with each other. Different strokes for different folks, different formulas, and it's 40% off out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Secure your Down and Out today, and while you're sleeping, you know you're funding the InfoWar at the same time. Down and Out, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off and free shipping. You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said. Alex Jones here with the new InfoWars sale, and it is a fantastic sale. It is many of our best-selling products that just so happen to also be selling out, but despite that, they're 50% off and free shipping on these select items. Again, all these are selling out except for BrainForce. It finally came back into stock. It's amazing. It's 50% off and free shipping. We've got the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the Kava Chill, the VasoBeats, the Alpha Power. All of these are bestsellers, 50% off and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, and it funds our operation. Plus, all of the Emmerich Essentials, essential oils, natural deodorants, shampoos, conditioners, a whole host of products. The entire Emmerich Essentials line is close to selling out. More coming in a few months, but despite that, right now, ladies and gentlemen, they're all 50% off as well with free shipping. Just follow the banners at InfoWarsStore.com to huge savings, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, we're going to continue with this week in review and then get out to your phone calls. Savannah Hernandez joins us in the third hour. We'll be taking your phone calls about the third hour as well. But now let's talk about some of the crime information that came to light over this week. It was revealed that Portland, after having cut their police funding, got a surge of 2,000% in their murder rate. Murder rates up across the board in major cities and small towns all over America. And the New York Times is trying to put their finger on what it could possibly have been caused by. What has happened over the last year that may have contributed to the massive spike in murders and violent crime across the entire country? They ask, is it coronavirus? Could it be the number of guns that are being sold? Because, of course, the number of guns that are being sold are a direct consequence of the rising crime rate. So a little bit backwards logic there, but it's okay. The point is they want to take your guns and they'll try to justify it however they want. And then sort of as an afterthought, they add maybe it's the perception of the legitimacy of the police that has changed as a consequence of your reporting, hasn't it? As a consequence of the hysteria that you yourself have caused, New York Times. Massive, massive spikes in murder across the entire country. It's inspired Portland to once again attempt to fund its police. I know, shocking. Los Angeles as well, seeing a spike in homicide since 2021 so far, or in 2021 so far. But unfortunately, their DA is now planning to dissolve or severely downsize their hardcore gangs unit. So despite the fact that most of these killings are gang-related, they will no longer have their hardcore gang unit. New York also experiencing a massive spike in violent crime, but Mayor de Blasio has said that he wants the New York Police Department to pay people home visits for their hurtful comments. If they make comments in real life or on the internet, they may receive a visit from the New York Police Department because that's what Mayor de Blasio is focusing on. This week may have been a bad one for Joe Biden, but it's been a very good one for other pedophiles. Russia has given Twitter 1 month to remove their banned content or be blocked. This comes after Twitter tried to use Section 230 to kill a child porn lawsuit. A 13-year-old child found pornography of himself on Twitter, contacted Twitter saying, you need to remove this. And Twitter said, sorry, it doesn't violate our standards, so we're going to go ahead and keep it up. In America, this is tolerated because of Section 230 for some godforsaken reason. But in Russia, they may not be so lucky. You also have an 8-year-old social media star now dating a 13-year-old influencer with her mother's blessing. So there you go, folks, just out in the open, pure and simple pedophilia now in the mainstream. You also had a judge and the leader of an organization that sponsors and organizes Drag Queen Story Hour. Well, he was caught and charged with child pornography, shocking absolutely nobody who actually cares about children. Milwaukee judge and president of Drag Queen Story Hour Group arrested and charged with child pornography. Of course, he was released under the condition that he only have contact with the children that he adopted with his gay partner. So, whew, thank goodness, it's just two of them being potentially exploited now. In the vaccine news, the Netherlands became the latest country to suspend one of AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccines over concerns of possible serious side effects. The blood clotting, perhaps caused by AstraZeneca vaccines, has caused almost 20 countries in Europe to cease injections with AstraZeneca. Moderna, on the other hand, is now testing COVID-19 vaccines on children younger than 12 and babies as young as six months old. A Norwegian journalist was very angry at the fact that AstraZeneca vaccine was being discontinued because of the threat of blood clots. And this journalist came out and said, I would, quote, love to die from the AstraZeneca vaccine if it helps others. So, yes, folks, pedophilic suicide cult. That is the modern Western world. A New York City judge removed a 6-year-old from his mother's care because she didn't wear a mask while dropping him off at school. So there you go. Go against the mask mandates and be prepared to have your child ripped from your arms and taken into state custody. Absolutely horrific. And another mother this week has also pled for help after her son was removed from her care over a Facebook post that she posted without wearing a mask. Fauci also now claiming that toddlers and babies must be vaccinated in order to achieve herd immunity. The FBI is up to their old tricks as they this week revealed that they, quote, accidentally destroyed Hunter Biden's laptop. Of course they did. Do I need to say anything else? Sort of in the same line here, a judge has agreed to redact details about Ghislaine Maxwell's crimes or potential crimes under the statement that they are sensational and impure. Well, the Grammys are sensational and impure, and those get broadcast nationally and talked about on every morning show. You have 10-year-old drag queens stripping on the morning shows on the most popular channels, but when it comes to elite pedophile networks, that must be hidden from the American people, obviously. Now, this has been a very bad week for the Biden administration. We have reports of more American troops entering Syria. Now, whether Biden even knows that's going on or not, hard to tell, because as far as we can tell, he is an empty vessel, simply poorly and struggling to read off of a teleprompter for about 10 minutes at a time and then scuttling off stage like a frightened crab as soon as anybody starts asking him questions. This week, it was also revealed that the USA keeps losing every simulated war game against China. China, with increasingly rapid success, has been destroying America in every simulated war game, usually around the freedom of Taiwan. New Border Patrol numbers have revealed the frightening nature of the border rush taking place under Joe Biden's watch, with hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants pouring across the border and being arrested every month. Teenage immigrants are now being housed in the Dallas Convention Center amid the border surge, 3,000 of them now being bused to Dallas, as well as 13,000 kids in cages at the border, according to a CBS report. And perhaps it's because of all of this that border officials have been now placed under a gag order and barred from speaking to the press amid this massive crisis. Ford also announced that they have plans to move a plant to Mexico. They announced this just 2 months after Joe Biden entered office. So this, again, is just a factor of your modern world here in America. Your jobs will be shipped to Mexico, and then Mexicans will be shipped to America to compete for the jobs that no longer exist here. Your very future being sold out from under you by the people that promised to help bolster the automotive industry here in America. 21 states have now sued Joe Biden for revoking the Keystone XL pipeline, saying that the power to regulate foreign and interstate commerce belongs to Congress, not the president, as if the United States Constitution had any bearing on the modern life. No, folks, we are now under a globalist corporate takeover. The Constitution has nothing to do with it. And finally, Joe Biden and his administration were humiliated over and over again by the enemies of this country. North Korea has not answered a phone call from the Biden administration, and this week put out a statement saying, just stop calling us. We don't want to talk to you. Joe Biden tried to act tough to Putin. Putin responded very gentlemanly by saying, I hope he is in good health, and by then challenging him to a live debate that Joe Biden promptly refused, or at least the people handling Joe Biden promptly refused on his behalf, obviously because he's incapable of even reading a sentence off of a teleprompter. God forbid he go up against Vladimir Putin on live TV. It would be humiliating even more so than what we're experiencing on a daily basis anyway. And finally, China rebukes Biden's foreign policy team and cites Black Lives Matter on U.S. human rights abuses, actually comes to American soil and basically tells the American representatives there, we don't consider you a powerful country anymore, and we have no reason to bend to your will. And in a diplomatic way, essentially spitting in our faces while a purple-haired SJW sits across the table translating. Humiliation after humiliation, failure after failure, racist aggravation, blaming white people for every problem in the world and purging the military and police departments because of it. This is the world under occupation, America under illegitimate governance by an unelected, unapproved, and secretive cabal of globalist trillionaires that now seek to run every aspect of your life. And a caller yesterday on the Alex Jones Show said that it'll be July, the time when the Pentagon decides that the vaccines will be mandated. All of this brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, now with a mega blowout sale, 50% off.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars Privacy Pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too, at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
Throughout history, there have been two basic forms of civilizations and different mixes of the two. One is born of Renaissance, the other is born of conquest. One bases its power on having strong, enlightened, focused people with an ethos and a culture and ingenuity, art and skill and strength. The other is based on the massive number of slaves it controls with a tiny elite above it. America is transferring out of a system based on the ethos of liberty and freedom into one of total mass high-tech slavery. That's why the globalists tell us America was founded on slavery when it wasn't. They point out one of our evils so they can invert the fact that they are truly the slave masters. A global permanent lockdown is here. It is already causing millions and millions to starve to death. When they're done, billions will starve to death. Even the former head of the Ministry of Defense in England and a top general have come out and said the COVID lockdown is going to trigger a giant new world war. That's the facts. This is the Bill Gates New World Order weapon.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, welcome back. American Journal, Infowars.com, band.video. Make sure to go to those websites and share those links. We are setting up with Savannah Hernandez, former InfoWarrior herself, an InfoWars alum. And she'll be on very... Oh, she is ready. All right. Let me introduce to people who everybody knows who she is. It's Savannah Hernandez. She was, of course, a key member here at InfoWars, who has since moved on to become the producer of Slightly Offensive, political activist. She's been censored for standing up to big tech and attacked for documenting protests and exposing the violence of the left. Despite the adversity pitted against her, she's never afraid to report on tough topics, and she is a truly inspiring person. Welcome to the show, Savannah.
Thanks so much for having me, Harrison. I'm excited to be here.
It's very, very good to see you. Of course, your YouTube is Sav Says, and the website is slightlyoffensive.com for the show that you do with Eliza Schaefer. But I understand there's some breaking news with your YouTube. I've teased it a little bit here, but why don't you let the people out there know what happened to you this morning?
Yeah, Harrison, so I was excited to come on thinking we were just going to talk politics today. But, of course, my latest YouTube stream got banned yesterday. I did probably about 4 or 5 hours of research regarding the new AstraZeneca vaccine. Well, not the new vaccine, but the AstraZeneca vaccine, because it's being banned in so many countries in Europe. And we're set to have, 30 million doses here in the U.S. come April. So I wanted to do some research into this vaccine, and then also Moderna and Pfizer as well, because we've seen so many injuries and deaths related to them.
Mm-hmm.
So I did a lot of research, try to make sure that this was a very in-depth and well-researched subject, and the stream didn't even last 12 hours on my YouTube channel. It's already completely banned for medical misinformation.
Medical misinformation, and you received a strike, right? So I guess the way YouTube works, you get 3 strikes, and then your channel is completely deleted. Have you had a chance to appeal this in any way, or is that it? Just strike one, 2 to go.
I'm not going to try to appeal it, just because I tried to appeal my Twitter ban as well, and no, like, that never went anywhere.
Right.
So I'm not going to waste my time with it at this point. I'm just going to keep researching these things, keep posting on different platforms. I'm currently trying to make a website right now so that way I can archive all of my streams, because as we know, social media just is not a sustainable place for conservatives to live. Not even conservatives, but people who are willing to think outside of the box and talk about political subjects on more than just the base level. Social media is just absolutely not sustainable. So it's very unfortunate, but we have to go to these alternative methods like Gab, Parler, Odyssey, band.video to find the information that, the mainstream media refuses to allow us to listen to.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the key things that I always try to emphasize about, like, the banning that goes on social media is, like, it doesn't have to be false information. You can literally be reading from, you know, approved, like, the Nature Journal or the Science Journal. You can be reading stats that come directly from the authorities. That's not enough. It will still be deleted.
Harrison, I was actually reading the CDC's own statistics in terms of adverse reactions to vaccines and deaths related to vaccines. So I was reading the CDC's own statistics. I was reading the FDA's own statements regarding the COVID vaccine, and that they haven't actually approved a vaccine that can prevent COVID-19. So I was reading the government's own information, and that was still enough to get me banned.
Well, you know, the government isn't the final say anymore. It's our big tech overlords. They're the ones that are the arbiters of truth at this point. That sucks. I know what it's like to have a YouTube channel deleted or threatened to be deleted. And it doesn't feel good, especially when you put that much work into it, hours of research, you put together a stream, you do a really good job, just wake up the next morning and find that it hasn't lasted 12 hours before they've deleted it and it struck your channel. And your channel is Sav Says, right? On YouTube.com/Sav Says. Is that where people find it?
Yes.
All right. YouTube.com/Sav Says. We'll be back on the other side with Savannah Hernandez. We'll take your calls and we'll hear some of this forbidden information. We won't censor you here, Savannah. Feel free to give it to them with both barrels. We'll be right back with Savannah Hernandez. Your calls. I also want to ask you about the Asian Lives Matter. That's a thing now, Savannah. Isn't that exciting?
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan, believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it. We should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the InfoWar.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. American Journal here on InfoWars.com, band.video. Right now, it's the mega blowout sale, 50% off, plus free shipping on our top products like BrainForce Plus, CrossTheGuard, Vaso Beats, Alpha Power, Dr. Jones's Natural Charcoal Toothpaste, the Charcoal Mouthwash, the Extra Strength, and the Regular Strength Kaba Chill, and all of Emmerich's Essentials on sale right now. Not only are you getting a great deal on great products, you help to keep this program on the air and everything that we do here at InfoWars going. So we really do appreciate it when you go to InfoWarsStore.com. And with that, I welcome once again Savannah Hernandez. Her YouTube is YouTube.com/Sav Says, the website Slightly Offensive, where she is the producer of that program, Slightly Offensive, on-air producer. So you will get to hear from her, and she's doing a lot of live streams there on YouTube as well. Savannah, just in case people missed that first five-minute segment, you did a lot of research. You compiled a very fact-heavy presentation about the vaccines, especially the AstraZeneca vaccines that are now banned by like 20 countries. And you did this stream on YouTube presenting information from the CDC and FDA, and then found 12 hours later that YouTube had taken the video down and given you a strike for medical misinformation. Well, you're on band.video now. You're on InfoWars. No censorship here. What did you learn during your research about AstraZeneca?
So I was basically learning about how there are ties to AstraZeneca, people taking this vaccine and getting these dangerous blood clots in their brain and dying from it. Mm. And like you just said, it's being banned in all of these countries. But what really struck me, and the reason I wanted to look into this, is that we are developing the AstraZeneca vaccine here in the U.S., and we're going to have 30 million doses by April. Now, Moderna and Pfizer have been pushed here in America, and of course, when it comes to people dying after taking these vaccines or their DNA being altered, we're never allowed to speak about that. And Harrison, let me tell you, vaccines were never really anything of interest to me. But as soon as the government told me that I had to have a vaccine passport, that I had to have a vaccine if I wanted to go out and be a part of public life again, as soon as they started pushing this on everybody and trying to hide all of the injuries and all of the deaths related to it and immediately label it as disinformation, then I was like, okay, let's look into this. What's really going on? And it's so funny because every single death tied to this vaccination, they say, well, there's really no evidence that right. their death was tied to the vaccine. You know, they died yesterday and we haven't done any research into it, but there's no ties to the vaccine at all. So please don't question it. Even though 10 other people died the exact same way, very suddenly, with no underlying conditions directly after taking the vaccine, please don't question it. And if you speak out about it, we will ban you. Thank you.
Yeah, no, it's incredible. That's what every single time You're exactly right. Every single time that we see a death or anything like that, it's like, oh, but they're not tying it to the vaccine. But no, heavens forbid that this be caused by the vaccine. You know, especially this young mother in Utah. I think she was 39 years old, maybe, no pre-existing condition. She gets the shot. She basically gets sick immediately, is sick for several days, and then dies. And they come out and
say, had organ failure.
Yeah. And then they come out and say, but there's no evidence, and please don't, you know, attribute this. Compare that to how they treat deaths with COVID. If you test positive for COVID, or if you even might have a symptom of COVID, you are a COVID death. Yeah.
My favorite point to make, Harrison, because, and I love highlighting this, how when it comes to COVID deaths, it's 100% attributed to COVID. If you died in a car crash, but there's COVID in your body, you die from COVID. Right. Whereas if you get the vaccine, you have to look into their underlying conditions and the fact that they were 86 years old. All of those have to be taken into account when there's a vaccine death. But when it comes to COVID-19, nope, 100%. It's just the most dangerous virus on earth. And if you go outside, you're immediately going to die from it.
Yeah, now they're talking about vaccinating school-age kids and six-month babies and doing testing with the Moderna vaccine on children even younger than that. I mean, this is sick, Savannah. I mean, what do you think is behind this?
Again, it's just the government, the media, politicians trying to keep us all sedated and under control. Like I said, you know, I've been saying this so much. Like, as soon as I left InfoWars, I feel like everything that Alex has really talked about and has been telling the masses for so long became so clear to me, because going outside of InfoWars and kind of experiencing this in, I guess, normal society, you do realize how many people are under this conditioning, how they're so sedated, they're so willing to give up their freedoms for safety from the government. So again, and this has been one of my biggest beef with people in conservative media, is that we're so focused on these base level issues like, oh, look at Joe Biden's latest gaffe, look at this and that, you know, look at the fact that Mr. Potato Head is now genderless. They are having all conservatives focus on these dumb base level issues because it's a distraction from the fact that they're trying to kill hundreds of thousands of people with this vaccine.
Yeah, and that'll be revealed eventually. We were just showing a video of you getting in fights, waving the signs. Has the shutdown, the lockdown, put a damper on your ability to go out and get in fights with random people on the street, Savannah? Do you miss it?
I do, and I have taken a small break from doing riot coverage just because I went to Philadelphia. I got to report on the riots over there, the looting. I've never seen anything like it. It was a mile-long strip of stores. Everything was getting looted. Elijah ended up getting punched in the face. I'm pretty sure he was singled out because he was the only white man there. So that was a crazy time. And then, you know, we went to the Million MAGA March. I watched so many people get punched in the face. I took a flagpole to the face for my footage, and then I was banned from Twitter shortly after. So it's not that the lockdowns have stopped me from going out and getting into fights with people on the street, but it's more of like I just have needed a break from getting attacked so viciously. It really did take a toll. And then, too, you know, one of the last BLM riots that I did go and cover in Austin, I ended up getting mobbed at. And so I, like, just don't want to get punched in the face. I want to take a couple months off from that.
It makes sense. Makes a lot of sense. That's awesome. Well, we got a couple callers here that have some questions for you, some comments. Let's go ahead and take one now. Let's go to Richard in Wyoming, who say his dad and his stepmom got different vaccines. Thanks for calling in, Richard. You are on the air with Savannah Hernandez.
Hey, thanks a lot for taking my call. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's interesting that Savannah was just talking about that. Like, I'm not like a really like a conservative or nothing, but it's amazing to me. Like, my dad is, I guess, and he mentioned to me by name, like, which brands the vaccines come from. And I'm not like an anti-vaxxer per se, but it's like, since when do people like say which brands they're coming from? It's like he knows it, but he won't admit it. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
It's almost like a tribal, or it's like, it's the illusion of choice, I guess, that they're like, well, we're not making you get the vaccine, but you can choose between one or two vaccines. Is that what you're saying?
Kind of. I mean, it's like, why are you doing it?
Yeah.
You know, he's like, oh, there's this pandemic, you know, it's like, what pandemic, man? Like,
yeah.
See, that's my favorite tip to the caller here. That is my favorite thing to ask people is, where is the pandemic? Where are the people dying out in the streets every day? Where are the hospitals that are overrun? Where's our shortage of ventilators? It never happened.
Yeah. No, it doesn't make any sense. Have you found, Savannah, that because I've been surprised at some of the people that want the vaccine and that get the vaccine, like people that you wouldn't expect, people that are like anti-government, they're very suspicious of everything. You know, I was talking about like a friend whose dad, like collects guns and they're all off the books and he's like, oh, the government's got to get, and he was the first in line to get the vaccine. I mean, what is it about the vaccine that seems to just circumvent people's like danger sensor, that it just goes right around it and they want it?
I think honestly, one of the big factors in the push for this vaccine, especially in, you know, anti-government or conservative people who have gotten the vaccine, was Donald Trump pushing it. Mm. Operation Warp Speed, the fact that he said that it was very safe, the fact that he, you know, got his vaccine on camera. He's still pushing for people to get the vaccine, despite the fact that this is one of the most quickly developed vaccines in history. So I think that Donald Trump did have a big factor to play in pushing people and inspiring people to get this vaccine, because we do know that there was a large portion of the population that would do whatever Donald Trump said at the drop of a hat.
Yeah, it's very true. And I think eventually when it's exposed just how dangerous these vaccines are, it'll be Donald Trump that gets the blame for all of it. I think that's pretty obvious. Thank you so much for the call, Richard. We'll be back on the other side with Savannah Hernandez. And again, this we'll get into Asian Lives Matters. I'm sure.
Yeah, did you post the yellow square, Harrison?
I did not.
That's
post
my question to you.
Does that make me a racist or not?
I don't even know if I can come back for the next segment.
Oh, no. All right. She might not even be here, but come back, folks.
Look, I've proven that InfoWars information is some of the best in the world. It's just absolutely on target. The globalists can't stand us because we've studied how they operate. They want to keep you in the dark. I believe in humanity, and I want to see you empowered, because I know that John F. Kennedy was right. A rising tide raises all ships. Now, the supplements, the vitamins, the minerals, the compounds we have at InfoWarsStore.com are the very best sourced, wild-crafted, organic, and natural product you're going to find anywhere. Whether it's natural defense, or whether it's Ultra 12, or whether it's X2, or DNA Force Plus, or Prostaguard, or Vasobeats, these are all cutting-edge, top-of-the-line products that will help you and your family, and at the same time fund the InfoWar. So don't procrastinate. Take action today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Emmerich's Essentials is all natural, all organic, high-end, quality, clean self-care products. And they are 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping for a limited time. That is the 3 essential oil, all natural hand sanitizers. That's all of these high-end, super pure, quality essential oils in basically every popular scent that's out there. And then, of course, we have the natural shampoo, organic. We also have the body wash. It's all there. And our best-selling organic deodorant from Enrich Essentials, 50% off. And free shipping, part of our big blowout sale that's taking place right now. We also have Brain Force Plus Nootropic back in stock. It's 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off and free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com on these select items.
The entire New World Order system is about making you feel pathetic, making you feel weak, making you play the part of a victim. so you don't take your birthright as being made the image of God and the incredible mission and destiny we have being given free will. Being given free will, being given consciousness, is literally the seed of an entire universe, an entire system. And the fact that you're able to commune with God, the fact you're able to see the beauty of a sunset, or the beauty of the waves in the ocean, or the beauty of your wife or your husband, or the beauty of your child learning knowledge, the beauty of music, the fact that you can commune with that and resonate with that is energetic. And that itself is what God teaches us is worship. So don't worship the globalists, don't worship the NFL, don't worship all the things of the system, but worship the things of God, because we're made by God. And appreciate your consciousness, and appreciate free speech while you still have it, while you still have it.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Savannah Hernandez is my guest. There's her gab, at Savannah Hernandez. Savannah, you were kicked off Twitter for your coverage of some of the protests. Of course, you can't have, you know, documentation of events in real time. I mean, that can't be stood for. The good news is you're not missing much, because along with you, a lot of really great accounts have been deleted from Twitter. And Twitter, it's kind of boring now. Kind of boring, to be quite honest with you, but you had a huge Twitter following before you were kicked off. How have you been finding the transition to Gab and alternative media?
It hasn't been bad. I do like Gab a lot. I did get quite a big following on Parler, and then that also got nuked pretty right. quickly. And of course, the following coming back and getting back into Parler has been slow. So I've really been focused in on Gab, and I do really enjoy the platform. But again, in terms of being banned on these social media platforms, I think I had my Twitter account for three or four years, and I had really built a following on there. I gained my credibility in journalism by going out on the street and going and covering these protests and riots. I was at a point where I was going on Newsmax, OAN, you know, Alex was using my footage on his shows as well. And all of that footage has now been disappeared and just completely deleted. And again, I feel like that in itself is more detrimental, because we're taking away from the American people the realities of what Antifa and Black Lives Matter were doing on our streets. Mm. So now when Joy Behar says that Antifa is fictitious, or Jerry Nadler says that it's a myth, all of the footage of them destroying things, or my footage at least, is now gone off the face of the earth.
Yeah, such a good point. Yeah, it really allows them to get away with their lies. Now, if I understand it correctly, you are an Asian woman. Is that correct?
Yes, okay. I am.
All right. You are of Asian descent, I should say. What is your reading on this new phenomenon of Asian Lives Matter and of the attempt to somehow link hate crimes against Asians to Donald Trump talking about COVID coming from China? I mean, what is your perspective on all this?
Well, you know, as an Asian person, white supremacy is running rampant, and every single time I go to Walmart, I fear for my life. So pretty terrifying scene out here. I'm kidding. Yeah, I think it's absolutely ridiculous. As soon as I saw this story, you know, it immediately came out that this shooter went to Atlanta and he basically shut up these Asian parlors because he had a sex addiction. But immediately people tried to tie it to white supremacy, just like they do with everything in society today. Everything is racist. And I think that Democrats had a hard time. Yeah, you know, they had the black vote, they had the Hispanic vote, but they had a harder time trying to get that Asian vote, which is, you know, still a large portion of the community. And so now they're trying to do that by inserting the whole white supremacy argument. And now we're seeing Black Lives Matter activists try to level with Asians and the Asian community and say, we see you, we feel you. And I'm like, oh, really? Because the amount of people who are actually perpetuating anti-Asian hate crimes is the black community. So that's really funny. It's really funny that this is now being blamed on white supremacy.
It is. And I mean, it's typical, right? Everything is white supremacy if they want to destroy it, right? January 6th was a white supremacist insurrection anytime. And I mean, how amazing is this? You have a guy who kills eight people. I guess six of them were Asian women. Two of them, I guess, were white women, if I understand correctly. And you have, people like Daily Show, Trevor Noah, coming out, and he's like he killed six Asian women, and he doesn't even mention the two white women. I mean, could you possibly imagine like your sister, your mother, your daughter being killed in a mass shooting, and then she's not even mentioned when they talk about it in the media because she's not the right race. I mean, this is despicable. They're literally basically saying that, you know, you don't count if you're not the right race to feed into our narrative. I mean, this is despicable.
100%. And as we all know, the media, all of these talking heads, these late night TV show hosts, celebrities, don't truly care about the American people. They parrot these talking points to further racially divide us and keep us separated. And again, to, you know, going back to the entire topic of the overarching theme about how we're all sedated, I really do feel like we are constantly being fed this racial narrative because it's the best way to keep people divided. Once people come together, because genuinely on January 6th, what I saw on the ground was, in essence, some Antifa and some Trump supporters working together against a common enemy, which was a corrupt government. That's what I saw when I was on the ground. That was a little bit of the vibe that I was getting. I know that, you know, different people saw different things, but what I have noticed is that as Joe Biden progresses in his administration, as he continues to pass these bad policies, more and more of the left and even people who have actually voted for him are waking up, and they're upset with this administration as well, just as conservatives are. Mm. And a lot of people are waking up and realizing that this isn't about political divides anymore. It's about a common enemy, which is our corrupt government, which does not stand for its constituents anymore. And so we're constantly seeing this racially divisive propaganda because it's the easiest and best way to keep Americans divided, because we all know that if we keep blaming the white man for everything, we can never truly come together as a nation and fight against who's really keeping us oppressed, and that's our government right now.
And it sort of just gives a lie to the whole basis of Black Lives Matter, right? You have, I mean, it's amazing this, like, about face, because previously you'd see headlines that were like, Asian people are now white. We now consider them white because they're getting all the benefits of white supremacy. And then it's almost like they realize, they're like, oh no, hold on, we need to have solidarity against white people, so now we need to act like there's a lot of hatred. I've never met anybody that, like, hates Asian people. Like, I just haven't. Even in the darkest corners of the internet, it's like, if anything, it's just like, these darn Asians are so smart, they're taking all of our jobs. It's like, there is no hatred that I've ever seen, and yet it's sort of like it's being manufactured, it's being pulled out of thin air, and yet all of the reasons that they say Black Lives Matter is legitimate, like they'll say, well, look at all these, you know, numbers, you know, look at the amount of Black people arrested, look at the, you know, discrimination against Black people in higher education. None of these things apply to the Asian community. The Asian community's, I think, if anything, overrepresented in higher education. I think they, on average, make more money than their white counterparts, per capita. So I just don't get how this works. I don't know. I'm trying to wrap my mind around it. But to me, it seems like it exposes the lie of prejudice. If they're saying Asian people are prejudiced and yet they are not suffering at all any of the ways that the Black community is suffering. So where is the connection here? I don't get it.
Again, Harrison, there is no connection. We're at the base level right now. They're trying to blame everything on white supremacy just to keep everybody distracted, because if you go down just one more layer, you actually look into the facts and statistics behind this alleged white supremacy that's running rampant, or even racism that's allegedly running rampant on our streets every single day, you'll see that, like you just said, it's manufactured. Mm. It's not really happening. It's being done to keep us distracted from all of the other BS that the government is pushing. For example, you know, this new stimulus bill that they just passed, the fact that our dollar is going to be severely inflated, that everything is, down a whole entire rabbit hole at this point. It's just like, you know, everything's so tied together. And once you start talking about one thing, it just leads into everything else. But, I just feel like it's like a very base level, we're going to blame everything on white supremacy to keep people distracted, because if they dig any deeper, they'll realize that this is just manufactured outrage to keep everyone distracted.
Now, what is the yellow square? Is this a real thing or is this a prank? Because I see some people posting the yellow square in solidarity with Asian Americans, then other people like deleting it and being like, we're so sorry for posting that.
Yeah, I feel like it started out as a troll, and it was, as with every troll, people genuinely posted it in solidarity with the Asian community. And yeah,
oh god,
the world
is so stupid. It's just ridiculous.
So good.
All right, we'll take your phone calls on the other side, folks.
It's so hard for me when I'm cutting ads not get overly excited.
People ask me all the time, they go, Jones, are you on cocaine? Are you on meth? How are you so excited? How do I not get excited about world government, forced masks, forced inoculations, open announcements that our country is going to be dissolved? I'm sorry. I'm a fighter. And I know many of you out there watching and listening are fighters as well. And so I'll just say this. I try to be calm. I try to be focused. I don't know what I'd do if I wasn't still on air right now. But I just really want to thank you for keeping us on air. Because you have to realize, when I tell you that you're the InfoWar, that's not me patting you on the head. You are 99% of the equation. So when you decide to spread the word, when you decide to buy the products, InfoWarsStore.com, when you decide to share the articles and videos we produce, it changes the world. So you are the InfoWar. Thank you so much for the fight. Thank you for all you've done. Now let's take action together and take down the globalist.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
Alex Jones here with the new InfoWars sale, and it is a fantastic sale. It is many of our best-selling products that just so happen to also be selling out, but despite that, they're 50% off and free shipping on these select items. Again, all these are selling out except for BrainForce. It finally came back into stock. It's amazing. It's 50% off and free shipping. We've got the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the Kava Chill, the VasoBeats, the Alpha Power. All of these are bestsellers, 50% off and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, and it funds our operation. Plus, all of the Emmerich's essentials, essential oils, natural deodorants, shampoos, conditioners, a whole host of products. The entire Emmerich's essentials line is close to selling out. More coming in a few months, but despite that, right now, ladies and gentlemen, they're all 50% off as well with free shipping. Just follow the banners at InfoWarsStore.com to huge savings, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on air 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul. All of it empowers humanity. All of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. My guest is Savannah Hernandez. She's on Gab at Savannah Hernandez and on YouTube at Sav Says. Her website's Slightly Offensive, where she's the producer for that program, the on-air producer. Does a great job there. We got some calls for Savannah. We'll take those comments and get her reaction. We'll go first to Terrence in Virginia, who wants to talk about vaccine deaths. Thank you so much for calling in, Terrence. You are on the air with Savannah Hernandez.
Hi, yes, Harrison. Here in Virginia, they've been hiding a lot of sicknesses and deaths because I done some digging with DuckDuckGo, and I found that in Appomattox County, of the 30 of their school employees were sick after taking the vaccine. It was at around the end of February. And a short time later, I also found that in Newport News, the 58-year-old, I think that she was a preacher. Well, anyway, she died after a few hours after taking the vaccine.
Yeah.
So
are you saying they're hiding the vaccine deaths?
Yes. Yes, they are.
Yeah. It makes sense, doesn't it? Savannah, I mean,
I wouldn't put it past you. If I was to find out that, Blackface himself has been, doing the same thing promo to.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is interesting. You have, now, I think Ralph Northam is now, I think I saw a headline about that. They're looking into him having hidden the COVID deaths of the nursing home. We know that Cuomo did. I think the governor of Washington, Jay Inslee, is now under fire for hiding some of the COVID nursing home deaths. So, yeah, of course they wouldn't, you know, you can't put this by them. I mean, this is what they do. If it goes against their agenda, they hide the information from the public, and then they are awarded Emmys and you know, book deals about how heroic they are.
Or a bunch of
women come forward and decide to, you know, allege sexual assault to distract us from the botched COVID response. That happens too.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, botched COVID response, or just, you know, actively killing 16,000 people in nursing homes. I mean, this is really incredible. And then, of course, yeah, you know, he's facing calls to resign amid allegations of hiding nursing home deaths. But this is what they do, isn't it, Savannah? I mean, they just hide things that are inconvenient to them. And if you aren't willing to do the research and you don't have, you know, the alternative news sources like InfoWars or Slightly Offensive or any of these other organizations that aren't controlled by the mainstream media, then you have to go with what you're told. And what you're told is that the vaccines are great and all the COVID deaths are Donald Trump's fault. I mean, it's all about manipulation of perception, isn't it, to control people?
Exactly. And that's why, too, the issue of censorship is such a big deal, and why I would encourage everyone to go to Band.Video as well as all of these other alternative platforms. But, you know, Band.Video is so important because, again, in terms of the vaccine, for example, you really can't talk about that in everyday society because it is labeled as medical misinformation. And Band.Video is really one of the only places where you can find all of the information about these vaccines compiled over years and years and years. I know that Rob Dew does a really great job of laying all of this out. Nick Breen just put out a really great video compiling just recently all of the vaccine injuries and, you know, deaths related to what's been going on. But again, that is why the censorship issue is such a big one, because we're taking away people's ability to access information, therefore controlling their freedom of thought, because we're not allowing them to access, I guess, again, this information regarding this vaccine that they're going to be forced to take and what it's really going to do to their bodies and their children's bodies.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really incredible. Really, really amazing. Thanks so much for the call, Terrence. Let's go to Johnny in Denmark, who has some comments about some problems, he says. Thanks for calling in, Johnny. You're on the air with Savannah Hernandez.
Hi, Harrison. I was going to do, and welcome back, Savannah. I'm actually impressed you lasted as long on Twitter as you actually did, given how much truth you were doing about that. Maybe you should write a book about that, because I had just presumed that you had been permanently ousted from there. So congratulations on getting banned, and congratulations on lasting so long before you got banned.
Thank you.
Sure. Just wanted to switch on what I was going to say. I was just going to continue in an entertaining way on something I said yesterday about the biggest problem. I was going to go from A to Z as kind of a tribute to Dr. Seuss. But staying more in the theme of things, I just want to use Denmark as an example of what can be done. I mean, something is rotten indeed in Denmark, but something else has been gotten. And that's a renewed appreciation of the power of we the people, and even individual people. In particular, last year, there was an epidemic law and a forced vaccination law. And on November 8th, the military probably under popular pressure, came out with a critical note on the government's proposed epidemic law, saying that they would not support forced vaccination or forced hospitalization. And this was after protesting, which was largely unacknowledged by the government. As a matter of fact, I found out about some of the protesting through InfoWars because I couldn't find mainstream media. They planned to extend the lockdown to at least August 31st, and they stopped it at least 89 days early on June 8th.
Well, yeah, this is a great point you're bringing up, Johnny. I don't want to cut you off, but I want to hear Savannah's take on this. We've seen also over the last few weeks massive protests, not just in Denmark, but in the Netherlands. We've seen it in Germany and horrible crackdowns on these protests. But still, what you're seeing is peaceful mass resistance in Europe, totally absent in America. We've seen nothing like this in America. What is it, Savannah, that you know, well, why is America not standing up in the way that Europe is when it seems like, you know, we have this at least have a history of loving freedom in the way that we do and free speech more so than in Europe, typically, historically. And yet we're seeing scenes from Europe that we aren't seeing from America. What's this about?
See, and I think that's the key thing right there, Harrison, is that historically people in Europe have experienced what it's like to live under this, they've experienced what happens if they allow their government to come in and continue to suppress them and silence them and take away their rights and freedoms. Whereas we here in America have lived in such a cushion and safe society, we haven't really experienced this, which is why everyone welcomes it with open arms. And we see, you know, people in our streets burning the American flag and welcoming in communism and socialism and big government, because we haven't truly experienced that in our country. And our generation, I feel like, has not suffered enough, which is why they're openly bringing this in. And, you know, going back to other countries, too, and the way that they're fighting back, I saw a video coming out of Spain just a couple days ago of somebody or the police trying to arrest an individual who didn't have a face mask on. Right. So everyone else ripped off their face masks and they pulled the individual away from the police and the police had to let them go. And we need to be seeing that here in America. Again, people here in our country have not really had to suffer, I guess. And that's why they're really giving away their freedom so willingly. That's why they're choosing safety over their freedom from the government, because they don't truly understand exactly what it is they're welcoming in, whereas in these other countries they do, which is why they're pushing back so much.
That's such a good point. Yeah, I honestly hadn't really thought of it that way. To me, it was just sort of baffling. You know, it's just like, why are all these people in Europe standing up against their government when, you know, typically they're the more sort of socialist thing? But mm-hmm. I think you're right. I mean, they understand the danger that comes from allowing the government to behave in such a tyrannical way, so they're willing to stand up against it. And you're right. I mean, it's depressing that you have, you know, police in America arresting people for not wearing masks. But like the woman who was arrested in Bank of America, she's literally like calling out to the other people being like, help me stop these people from doing this. And people are laughing.
Exactly.
At her.
Exactly. And that's my thing, too, Harrison. When we see somebody getting kicked off of a flight for not wearing their face mask, or because their six-year-old is not wearing their face mask, everyone on that damn flight should be standing up and ripping off their face mask and pushing back. Until the masses do that, there will not be change. And until people have suffered enough in this country, they will continue to point and laugh. But guess what? This woman on the ground in Bank of America not wearing her face mask is going to be the liberal pointing and laughing next, because it's not just conservatives who this is going to fall upon.
Incredible. We'll be right back.
The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and locket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to, because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Listeners ask me all the time, why do you have multiple multivitamins? Why do you have multiple high-quality iodines? Why do you do that? Because different strokes for different folks. If we're talking to researchers and scientists, and they say, hey, a lot of people love Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, but you should put one out with Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and the two other types because some people can't absorb pure iodine. Boom, we did it. It's popular. It's X3. Is it better than X2? You decide. It's different strokes for different folks. Well, now we have a complement to knock out our very popular powdered pill sleep aid, and that is Down and Out. It's super strong, way stronger than Knockout, but they don't compete with each other. Different strokes for different folks, different formulas, and it's 40% off out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Secure your Down and Out today, and while you're sleeping, you know you're funding the InfoWar at the same time. Down and Out, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off and free shipping. In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an Access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that was fun. In fact, you speak out, have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right, and most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That, for me, is really satanic and disgusting. So you've got a pledge for myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you because we know we're all in this together. Emmerich's Essentials is all natural, all organic, high-end, quality, clean self-care products. And they are 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping for a limited time. That is the 3 essential oil, all natural hand sanitizers. That's all of these high-end, super pure, quality essential oils in basically every popular scent that's out there. And then, of course, we have the natural shampoo, organic. We also have the body wash. It's all there. And our best-selling organic deodorant from Enrich Essentials, 50% off. And free shipping, part of our big blowout sale that's taking place right now. We also have Brain Force Plus Nootropic back in stock. It's 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off and free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com on these select items.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, folks. Oh, my God. Savannah. Oh, Jesus and Pete. Okay. Savannah Hernandez is my guest. A video has just been released on Twitter. Oh, my God. All right, here's Joe Biden walking up to the stairs of Air Force One. It's a little windy day here as he goes up, and he takes a little stumble. Oh, he's having trouble. Oh, God.
He just pulled like a triple Hillary Clinton, poor guy.
Oh, my God. He hardly made it up.
Oh.
That's so embarrassing.
He literally had to crawl up the stairs. Happy Friday, y'all.
Oh, my God. Okay, this was one of my topics of the day, was the humiliation that Joe Biden has experienced and his entire administration has experienced over this week. And this is just the cherry on top of the humiliation sundae as he I don't want to feel bad for the man, but geez, it's like, come on, man. Somebody get the man. You know, what he needs is one of those little chairs that slides up the...
Oh, my gosh. All the way up Air Force One.
Yeah. Yeah, the old folks chair. I mean, this is just... What is going on, Savannah? What is happening here?
I think see videos like this and I'm like, why is North Korea, China, and, you know, Russia mocking us? I just don't understand.
Oh, God. It's so embarrassing. It's so cringy.
Oh, man.
I mean, one stumble is enough. The man, like, he's like almost rolls back down the stairs. Oh, geez. I don't even know what to say about this at this point. My God.
Like, is it me to laugh at it? Because I think it's hilarious. I'm like, I'm just going to say what we're all thinking. It's kind of funny. Joe Biden can't even walk up the stairs, let alone address an entire nation. But that's the leader of the free world.
Oh, God. But, he's not a hologram. I don't think holograms trip. You know, I think this might be proof. True. He is a physical reality. So there is that. Oh, my God. Yeah.
In the break, I was telling you how I was spreading the conspiracy around that Joe Biden's just a hologram at this point, because we saw that video come out the other day where it looked like his hand is passing through that microphone. And so I was like, yeah, you know, Joe Biden, I don't even think he's real at this point. Exactly, right there. That's essentially Joe Biden to the entire nation every single day. If it's not his hologram, you know, being projected into press conferences or whatnot, it's him hiding behind walls and walls of our military members.
Yeah, because, you know, him being a whole, like, it's a funny meme because there's that aspect of truth to it, right? All good memes have a little kernel of truth at the center. And the reality is, you know, you had this thing with him trying to talk tough to Putin, and then Putin's like, all right, let's do a live debate. And then, you know, it's Biden's administration saying, oh, no, he's far too busy. We cannot have this happen. The reality is, we don't know if Joe Biden ever even got the message, right? We don't know if he made this decision.
Harrison, and this is my question, too, because we keep hearing from good old circle back girl Jen Psaki that Joe Biden is too busy. Well, guess what? He's too busy to visit the border. He's too busy to live debate Putin. He's too busy to, like, what is he busy doing? Joe Biden, what have you done for this country? What are you busy doing exactly? Because I can't remember the last time that I even saw Joe Biden for more than a 30-second clip of him falling over the stairs.
Right. Yeah, no, he gives a 10-minute speech once a week. He doesn't take any questions. I mean, it's amazing how fast he finishes speeches. He's like, and God bless America and God bless our troops. And he just runs off the screen. I mean, and it's people yelling, he's, well, like, sir, there's major things happening. Yeah. Can you please answer? And he's just like scuttles off like a crab, just, you know, gets out of there as fast as he can. It is humiliating. It's totally is.
Well, you know, in his defense too, Harrison, you have to remember that he thinks that Kamala Harris is the president. So right. He probably doesn't feel like he's in a position to stand up at that podium for too long. Because on top of thinking that Kamala Harris is president, he probably also forgets that he's president probably every 5 minutes because he has dementia.
It's so sad. Have you seen this clip? Let's play this clip again. Do you think he is reaching out to take Kamala Harris's hand in this clip? The clip you just played, guys, as he scuttles off here, he finishes his speech and he starts to scuttle off, and look at his left hand. I think he reaches out and tries to hold Kamala Harris's hand right here. What? And then he's like, oh, wait, that's not my wife.
Denied. Yeah.
I mean, this guy.
He's so awkward, dude. And again, we're just an international mockery at this point, because just looking at the body language of Joe Biden, he's not confident. And, you know, love or hate Donald Trump, I do really miss having a president that was actually alive, that had energy. Remember the average day of Donald Trump's presidency? This man was flying across the world. He would give rallies for hours on end every single week. He was talking directly to the American people. He was tweeting up a storm. He was all over the place all the time, you know, putting the media in their place. The man had energy. The man had spunk. I really miss having a president that was alive, basically, because Joe Biden just feels like a corpse at this point.
Yeah, and it is important. I mean, you know, Joe Biden's not a projection of an image. But again, there is something there where it's like, he could literally not exist. Like, for 24 hours a day, he could be sitting in a, you know, cryonic chamber like Darth Vader, you know, just getting children's blood pumped through his veins for the adrenochrome. Like, he could just be doing absolutely nothing. And it's all of these people around him that we don't know their names. We don't know their ideologies. We didn't vote for them. And yet they're the ones making decisions. They're the ones deciding what America's policy is. They're the ones running the show. And Joe Biden is, for all intents and purposes, he might as well be a hologram, right? I mean, this is not a good situation. It's what we've always warned, you know, was coming, which was the deep state and the dark powers behind the throne operating like Wormtongue or like the Wizard of Oz behind the curtain. They're the ones pulling the strings, and you just have this decrepit old vampire out in front flailing around pointlessly.
Exactly. And that, too, is going back to January 6th, why I think that there were so many people that were enraged. One of the things that no one ever talks about or asks in terms of January 6th is why were there so many Americans who felt the need to go to their nation's capital to have their voices heard?
Right.
Like, how did we get to that point? And it was because, again, they really felt like Donald Trump was the last person who really stood for his constituents and was a voice for the average American. Now we have Joe Biden in office who does not speak for anyone, who is literally utilizing our military to protect him against the people who allegedly elected him. Give me a break. No, like you said, it's these, I don't know what you want to call it, shadow government, deep state, other entities that are controlling Joe Biden and every single thing that he does. And we're seeing it in our every single day life. You know, the average American is being affected by these bad policies that whoever is putting in place. You know, our gas prices are rising. We're seeing American jobs just become completely destroyed. The dollar,
the border is wide open. I mean,
the border is wide open. We could sit here all day long and talk about Joe Biden's bad policies. You know, I did a review of his first month in office, and Harrison, it was an hour of me talking about all of the bad policies that he implemented, you know, getting us back into the World Health Organization, back into the Paris Climate Accord. He has just made so many bad decisions that have severely affected the average American so quickly. And at this point, how do we get, I don't know how we're going to get worse, but I know we will. And at this point, every single week is just like further and further into hell.
Yeah, it really is.
Not to be black-pilled, but I'm black-pilled.
Yeah, it really is bad. I mean, you know, but what we need is to be aware of what's going on and have a mass awakening. I mean, we can't do this by ourselves. And the only way we can try to wake more people up is by spreading this information and letting people know. And, you know, there is at least some constituent of, you know, the Joe Biden voters who are looking around going, is this what we asked for? And the answer is, yeah, this is exactly what you asked for. This is what you voted for. It's no surprise to us because we tried to warn you about this the entire time. And, you know, hopefully they can learn and move on and join the good side. Join us over here. Savannah, it's been so much fun having you on. You'll have to come on again very soon. Again, if people want to follow Savannah, YouTube, as Sav says, the website is Slightly Offensive, where she is now the producer of that program, the on-air producer. And she chimes in with her wit and wisdom. And, of course, on Gab at Savannah Hernandez. Anything else you want to plug here before we let you go?
Just that everyone needs to go to band.video and share all of the videos there. I think my Action 7 videos are still on there as well. So, you know, go to band.video, check out everything that is on that platform. It is so important because, again, you know, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, take your pick. These platforms are censoring our speech. They're censoring our thought. And that's how they control us, is by doing these things. So go to band.video, share all of the things that are on here. Take the time out of your day every day to listen to Alex, to listen to Owen, to listen to Harrison, because this is information that is genuinely invaluable.
Well, thank you so much for being on. That is absolutely fantastic. We'll have to have you on again very, very soon. And, of course, you know, we always enjoy watching your streams on YouTube at Sav Says, folks. That's going to do it for us. It's been a weird week, folks. That's American Journal. Stay tuned. Alex Jones Show begins in 1 minute. Don't go anywhere. It's Infowars.com.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said. Alex Jones here with the new InfoWars sale, and it is a fantastic sale. It is many of our best-selling products that just so happen to also be selling out, but despite that, they're 50% off and free shipping on these select items. Again, all of these are selling out except for BrainForce. It finally came back into stock. It's amazing. It's 50% off and free shipping. We've got the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the Kava Chill, the VasoBeats, the Alpha Power. All of these are bestsellers, 50% off and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, and it funds our operation. Plus, all of the Emmerich's essentials, essential oils, natural deodorants, shampoos, conditioners, a whole host of products. The entire Emmerich's Essentials line is close to selling out. More coming in a few months, but despite that, right now, ladies and gentlemen, they're all 50% off as well with free shipping. Just follow the banners at InfoWarsStore.com to huge savings, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.